Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is the 15th day on this Wednesday edition. So it's Wednesday, July 15, 2009. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. You know, I'm having him on every week now because he just continues to really break national stories of import. And he always has information to add on other big news stories concerning the Delta Force and Dick Cheney's secret assassination squads. Now, PrisonPlanet.com years ago published stories dealing with the fact that there were CIA and Israeli hit teams operating inside and outside of the United States and inside friendly countries in the West. But this is finally becoming a big national scandal, so Madsen will pop in for about 20 minutes starting in the next hour. And then Dr. Michael Kaufman, climatologist, he'll be joining us in the third hour today to talk about eugenics. Dr. Michael Kaufman, of course, is a big part of my film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. And then we have a individual coming on who was on local and national news because he tried to fly an American flag upside down at his Italian restaurant, because the city wouldn't give him a liquor license when they promised they would to build the Italian restaurant. And the police came and stole his flag and said it was disrespectful. No, it's you that disrespect the First Amendment that flag symbolizes. And the flag was being flown upside down because if you don't know this country's in distress, I don't want some of what you're smoking because it's made you dumber than a box of rocks. And on the news, people show up cutting the flag down in front of police and not getting in trouble. So he just keeps running flags up that get stolen by people, screaming and yelling and saying it's disrespectful. You got to love all these good old boys coming up and stealing his flag. See, they don't care if the Bill of Rights and Constitution's being killed. They don't care if the country's being killed. They don't care if offshore banks have seized the nation and are stolen more than $14.8 trillion in the last 7 months. They don't care if the government socializing all health care, seizing major corporations, federalizing everything under the sun. America is dying. No, they just care about that flag. You could wrap a wheelbarrow of cyanide in an American flag, and they would run up and start gobbling it and putting it in their iced tea thinking it was sugar if it was wrapped in an American flag. You could bash one of these good old boys' kids' brains out right in front of them, and if you did it with an American flag hammer, they would get on their knees and thank you and scream at their child's dead body, saying, how dare you? You deserve to have your brains bashed out by an American flag mallet. You could dress up in an American flag outfit and I guess come to their house and beat them over the head with a baseball bat, rob them, steal them, set their house on fire, and they'd thank you. They'd salute you. It's America. We torture people's children to get answers to fight Al-Qaeda. It's patriotic. We have the Patriot Act. It gets rid of the Bill of Rights. It's patriotic. I don't know. Watching this video, that's coming up later. We'll play one of the newscasts on air when we're live at PrisonPlanet.tv and the audio for all the radio listeners. That's coming up for about 30 minutes in the last hour today. Dr. Michael Kaufman, Wayne Madsen, Vito Conjurine, they're all coming up today in the next 3 hours and 55 minutes. But as promised, I'm going to relaunch into eugenics coming up on the other side of this break after I tell you about some of the other important news and information that's coming up. Stay with us.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on InfoWars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today. Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Let me just run through some of the headlines I have here in front of me today. India to issue 1.2 million new biometric ID cards. That's under the World Treaty Agreements for a planetary ID card owned and run by the private central banks. World Health Organization reports AH1N1 swine flu pandemic is unstoppable. World prepares for forced inoculations in the fall and winter. We'll see if they get away with that, though, but they are certainly saying they're planning that. That is coming up. Concerns over superbugs in food supply. MSNBC, the meat you buy could be contaminated with drug-resistant MRSA. Their answer? Spray the meat down with live viruses that eat the bacteria, which then causes its own problems. They soak a lot of the meat you eat for at least 5 years since it was approved in vaccines, live vaccines. But that's not an environmental problem. Well, they call it a vaccine. They breed the viruses in these big vaccine production tanks. There's a lot of other viruses that end up breeding in there as well, and they spray it on your meat. Oh, I'm sorry. That's a side issue. Oh, don't believe me? In fact, guys, go ahead and just Google that and print it for me. Bacteria-eating viruses sprayed on meat or viruses sprayed on meat. You'll get AP and Reuters. I don't want to just mention that and have folks that are conditioned out there say I'm lying. I want you to know they're spraying Very powerful viruses on your food. Okay, side issue. U.S. failed to detect Russian submarines that launched missiles. This is out of Indo-Asian News Service. The United States was unable to detect the presence of Russian strategic submarines in the Arctic before they test-launched two ballistic missiles, a Russian intelligence source said Wednesday. Mainers invited to become track your car guinea pigs. This is out of the Portland Press Herald and the Maine Sunday Telegram. Texas is testing this. And they have a local trial program with where they pay morons to take the satellite tracker box in their car to tax them by the mile. And Obama says that's the plan to get you ready for taxing by the mile. I warned people 14 years ago about it, and they laughed at me when I read federal documents. I guess you're going to be laughing when that box is in your car tracking you. But since the media said it didn't exist, there'll be people while they're being taxed by the mile saying it doesn't exist. It's all part of being slaves, I guess. There's a story here out of the Denver Examiner saying it's a mental illness to believe that 9/11 could be an inside job. That's right. If you believe the Gulf of Tonkin was staged, declassified, or Operation Northwoods, declassified, or Operation Ajax, declassified, or all the other programs, if you know about the NATO option, or Operation Gladio, declassified, where the U.S. government stages terror attacks, or if you read the 2004 Army manual on how to stage terror attacks. I mean, it's an official manual how to stage terror attacks. I guess I'm mentally ill. Just keep saying we're mentally ill. Just keep saying there's no New World Order. Keep saying there's no move to a global currency. Keep saying there's no global super bank. Keep saying there's no plan for RFID and all the money. Keep saying there's no world ID card. Keep saying they don't take babies' DNA at birth, which they now admit they do for DNA databases. Just keep laughing at us while everybody finds out you're liars by design, trying to keep them in the dark. Just totally discredit yourselves, mainstream media. Keep the hit pieces coming. Because people have memories, and they've heard this show and read Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and all the other sites, and they know we were right, and they know you're liars. So just keep trying. Your salvos, the arrows you launch, the missiles you launch, don't just bounce off. No, no, they sink home in your breast. See, you fire them at us, they bounce right back on you. And you don't have the breastplate of truth. I love it. I mean, there may be 10, 20% of the public that are totally brain dead and don't believe anything you tell them and are literally drooling on Prozac and fluoride and drugs. But the general public, when you write articles like this, just totally wakes up to you. So keep it up. Good job. Barack slams criticism of IDF conduct. This is on Jerusalem Post. Defense Minister Ehud Barak on Wednesday responded to a new report which accused the IDF of committing war crimes during Operation Cast Lead against Hamas terrorists in the Gaza Strip. Get more into that later. China stops clinic treating internet addiction with electroshock. Wall Street Journal. Well, why not electroshock? I mean, the United States invented it. They've got major psychological journals saying they want to drug or electroshock people that believe in 9/11 truth. They have it as a designated mental illness. Continuing here, this is probably one of the most important articles of the day. This is out of Bloomberg today. Obama opened a partisan vote on healthcare overhaul, aides say. President Barack Obama may rely only on Democrats to push healthcare legislation to the U.S. Congress if Republican opposition doesn't yield soon, to the president's top advisors say. You see, to pass amnesty, they don't need any Republican votes. They have a supermajority, 60 votes in the Senate. They have a giant majority in the House. They have the president. And so that's why they're ramming through the gun control, the victim disarmament, as it should properly be termed, the slave disarmament, the occupation of the United States, mop-up grid, the total carbon tracking, tracing, takeover system, the carbon tax, the open borders amnesty, the socialistic healthcare takeover, the federalization of all water takeover, the hate crimes bill could be passed today or tomorrow. Passed the House, now in the Senate, into the First Amendment as we know it. Of course, we're just going to ignore their criminal edict. You can declare all day we're slaves. You can declare we have no First Amendment. Just like the Supreme Court said blacks weren't humans. We're just going to ignore it. You mean you can tell me that Winnie the Pooh is the president? You can pass a law saying that. But that just shows you you're a bunch of illegitimate crooks. The problem is through the guilds, through the state agencies, through the lawyers and through the doctors and through the people that follow the orders of the bureaucracy, they can seize health care, and they are seizing it. And they're going to jack up taxes on all Americans to pay for it and break Obama's pledge. He's already said, oh, well, that's not really a pledge. We said we'd try. No, you pledged. But if we can hold out until the midterm elections, they may lose control of the House or Senate. See, as bad as Bush was, he was just carrying the ball for the New World Order. So that made Republicans very unpopular. And then the public puts in Democrats trying to rebel against the New World Order, and they just got the other arm of the New World Order. And so people will figure that out and put Republicans in. But that will still create some gridlock, some separation of powers. Everything the Founding Fathers said was good, everything the mainstream media decries and says is bad. And so if we can just hold out a year and a half, this whole agenda may grind to a halt, kind of like globalist expansion has ground to a halt all across the planet. EU expansion is failing. They're not invincible. And when, in just 4.5, 5 months in office, Barack H. Obama has lost massive, massive, massive support. His approval rating is plunging. His own base is figuring out he's a congenital liar reading off teleprompters. And as long as we don't let the media make this a left-right issue, we can discredit the entire system and continue that 11% approval rating for Congress. And then the entire government will be a dead duck, an illegitimate, lame duck, broke back system that'll just flail around and kind of collapse like the Soviet Union. And let me tell you something. That's a lot better than them getting energized and being able to carry out their scientific dictatorship. Yeah, we better hope it just collapses. But you see, they know by creating the crisis, it kind of creates a gravitational political pull where they're the only big lifeboat. Even if when you climb onto the lifeboat, the flesh-eating zombies of government and their camp followers feed on you. They know that by imploding things, they can always kind of direct the next crises into the next crises and consolidate power. I mean, it's irrevocable seizing the major car dealerships and now openly announcing. Well, it's in Bloomberg today that Obama is now saying, okay, in the next bailout, remember the first bailout, unlimited power and money and funds to the private Federal Reserve, 6, 7 months in, it was $14.8 trillion. We haven't gotten new numbers in 2 months. I would guess it'll be $20 trillion next time we get numbers. $20 trillion. But $14.8, bigger than the GDP, in half a year, roughly. You see, now he's saying, oh, we need money again. Why, it's not just people that lost their jobs. It's not just subprime mortgages. All these other people are losing their houses and going bankrupt. Oh, they have a plan. The federal government's going to own your house now, and you're going to pay rent to the federal government. That's Bloomberg today, White House announcement. I mean, you want to be sharecroppers? You want to be slaves living out in the barn, folks? We are. See, they've created a debt system that's a black hole where there's more debt than there is actual jobs or money to pay it. They want to bankrupt you and drive you into their government arms.
This is is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and is flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com, or call toll free 877-327-0365.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
The establishment wants us totally and completely dependent on them. Socialized healthcare, the major industries owned and controlled by the government. You'll pay your rent to the federal government. And those of us that own property that still produce will pay higher and higher taxes until our backs break to the system. And then they're happy. They'll just move in with their new domesticated slaves. There won't be any more lazy laying around for the giant welfare class. The whip will be cracked, and we will live in a managed society just like the Soviet Union. And you will be so poor, you will have no rights, that you will not even be allowed to have children. This is the official model. By the way, there's now been a statement put out officially by the President Obama's science czar, John Holdren. The Catholic news agency, one of the biggest in the world, is anti-eugenics and abortion. So they asked the White House about it, and he responded and said, our eco-science is a textbook. See, I describe it as a textbook. It's a policy textbook. And they said this was just for free and open debate. So that's coming up. I'm going to break down eugenics coming up later. I want to continue with the news now, and I do want to fire the toll-free number out for you to join us. It's 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. And I specifically want to talk about eugenics. I specifically want to discuss socialized health care because that's part and parcel of it. The bioethicists, the eugenicists, said 100 years ago they wanted socialized government health care, socialized compulsory government education, basically everything you see in the Communist Manifesto. You see, the big banks and the rich families in Europe, on record, British intelligence, financed Marx and Engels and others as a way to finance a revolution later in Russia to bring down their cousins, the czars, to bring in a managed, ordered, test eugenics society. So you got to have a central bank that controls the money. You've got to have government education, compulsory government health care, progressive income tax. I mean, read the Communist Manifesto. It is America. But it isn't communist in what you think. You know, they advertise communism as well-meaning liberal revolutionaries running around, you know, trying to overthrow the capitalists. No, the capitalists, the monopoly men, the monopoly capitalists, they want communist and socialist and fascist command and control, vertically integrated societies. You know what? I'll just get into the eugenics in the next segment. Then we'll take calls when Madsen's on, whether it's coming up in the next hour. And I'll break all this down in detail. But there are scores of news articles out there just in the last few days in England and in Canada and in the continent of Europe where they have socialized health care. And Tom Daschle wrote a book, and we've quoted it here, where he says, if you're above 60, you don't get eye surgeries. If you're above 60, you go to the end of the line for cancer surgery. Very, very sick. Because, see, you're not a contributing member of society. And, of course, this can only come from the left. It has to have the left covered. Oh, it's loving. Oh, Margaret Sanger. Exterminate the blacks. It's so liberal. Here's a Mail Online headline. A 9-month wait for arthritis treatment delay can mean a life of agony for victims. House bill would make health care a right is the AP headline here in the U.S. And under socialized health care worldwide, they come and they say, yeah, we'll give you medical treatment for that broken leg. We'll give you medical treatment for these parasites, but you got to sign this form agreeing to sterilization. Or a lot of times, and it was in the news just this week, people will have a broken neck and they'll have their family sign a form and they'll fix their neck, but they sterilize you. So, yeah, there are clinics in Africa and Latin America and Asia, but they sterilize you. And you could say, well, I don't like those Latin Americans. Or I don't like those Africans. I don't like those Asians. Hey, let me tell you something, you racist yuppie. They're putting it in your water and your vaccine, silly. You're the number one target of the New World Order and their hombres. So get that through your self-satisfied head. So we'll tell you what the old Obama eugenic czar is saying and cover a lot more when we get back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now, the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded Inner Food his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Inner Food is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boost the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing. Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
Are you down? Scared you might lose your job? Worried how you will provide for your family? Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse, but there is hope. Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live. Back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Alex Jones, your host. All right, for the last week or so, I have been focusing a lot of our airtime on eugenics. And for years, I've realized this is the central issue. That's why 2.5 years ago, I produced the film End Game, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, which has been the number one documentary on Amazon.com. It has claimed the number one spot for a full week, which is exciting to know that people are interested in this information. It claimed the number one spot a few years ago. My point is that it's certainly having an effect, and it's been number one on Google and YouTube. You can watch it for free or get the DVD at Infowars.com and have viewing parties and show it to everybody you know. Because we live in a managed society. There is a global architecture. The United Nations, the IMF, the World Bank, the OECD, these international regulatory bodies, the Transatlantic Treaty Organization is publicly merging the European Union with the American Union and the Asian Union in the Pacific Atlantic Trade Agreement. That's all covered in Endgame. I've even got Bush at a White House press conference saying they were merging the EU with the American Union. Judicial Watch sued and got their internal documents, how they've already merged the nations and how they would use carbon taxes to fund the world government. That's why I can make a film 2.5 years ago and say they're going to bankrupt the world economy and announce a new bank of the world that we'll pay our carbon taxes to. And the carbon taxes are meant to extinct human industry and jobs and have a post-industrial world where the banks own the planet and have command destruction and destroy the economy by design to bankrupt you and make you dependent on government, force you onto government jobs or welfare. This is social engineering, shutting down the family farms and ranches with the animal ID and the premises ID, with fines and fees and regulations on small farms and ranches that aren't on the big agribusiness farms and ranches. The best example is a $21 tag for a $5 chicken at market. You got 10 chickens, you got to have the $20 tag. You got 1,000 chickens, the tag is only $1 per chicken. You have 1,000,000 chickens, it's only one tag per giant facility holding tens of thousands of chickens. See, that'll automatically shut down any competition. And for all intents and purposes, it already is. I was reading yesterday about Walmart. Got the federal law changed 2 years ago. For over 80 years. Since Mr. Sinclair wrote The Jungle, exposing people falling into sausage makers and meat grinders and the Rockefellers selling milk that was part talcum powder and babies getting brain damage from it. Wrote that almost 100 years ago, but that book caused changes 80, 90 years ago, depending on the federal or state law, to where you couldn't inject water into beef or poultry or pork. Well, Walmart went and lobbied and got the law changed so that they could add 10, 15, 20% water with injectors into the beef and poultry and pork you buy. But they also had the regulations written where only it could only be done a certain way in a big, expensive industrial process so nobody else but the big three meat packers can do it, thus shutting down other small packers. See, it's a monopoly game. And you say, what does this have to do with eugenics? That's my whole point. I tried to do research last night. Not even research. I tried to pull together my research. Scores of folders, piles of documents, hundreds of news articles just in the last month. Forced sterilization worldwide. The Chinese government being funded by the U.S. government to kidnap people who have children, to take their children and sell them on the open market. BBC, AP, Reuters, no one stopping them. Babies being taken and being killed, having their flesh melted down for cosmetics, mainstream news, mobile execution vans. And I just started realizing it's just incredibly out of control. Our entire society, the international regulations, the international standardization. We are living under global government, under global regulation, and the Fortune 500 are given all the big global contracts and the national contracts under global government, and so they're all globalist. You pick up any corporate document, any corporate magazine, it's all about how to run the New World Order, how to be part of the New World Order, how to comply with the New World Order, how to be advanced in the New World Order. You've got a super class of 6,000 New World Order gophers, minions, legates. According to the Washington Post, own article titled Super Class, written by the head of the Kissinger Group, Rothkopf, who we had on the show. And he admitted, yeah, there's a world government run by 6,000 managers for a handful of families, less than 20 families. It's all admitted. 6,000 managers over the major nations. They have a global playbook. It's public. It's world government. And then they admit the world government is to lower carbon footprint, have one-child policies, then licenses to even have one kid, giant prisons everywhere, CPS taking everyone's children who have an unauthorized birth, forced sterilization through the air and water, Bill Gates openly with his dad running Planned Parenthood saying it, funding over $100 billion. He's given over 60-something bill, but all total it's 130-something bill. With their tax-free foundation as the front, By the way, they get to keep all that money. They just put their money and businesses into this eugenics foundation. Then they supposedly take the profits, which is billions a year, and use it for eugenics. It's so sick. Yeah, did you know if you're funding eugenics worldwide, you don't have to pay taxes? Ted Turner, Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, Oprah Winfrey, they all put their money in tax-free. They're on the inside. They're part of the winning team. And I have seen, it's on YouTube, in fact, we ought to dig it up. I would imagine if you search, Prime Minister Tony Blair admits rationed care or admits cancer patients have to wait. I'll never forget 4 or 5 years ago, I was just having to be watching House of Commons. And there was Tony Blair in a debate and they said, this person above 60 waited more than 18 months for brain surgery and died. This cancer is over 90%+ operable, and if it's done in the first 6 months, but you refused, and there's tens of thousands waiting because it's rationed by the bioethics boards, for who is allowed to get care. What would the Prime Minister like to say to this? The Prime Minister stands up to answer the question, and he says, it's quite true they're waiting. I mean, I have Tom Daschle's book where he said this is good. This is admitted. This is eugenics. This is bioethicist. The Wall Street Journal, before it was owned by the eugenicist Rupert Murdoch, who pushes the global carbon tax, had written more than a 20-part series. Wesley Smith is his name. I want to get him back on. Before Rupert Murdoch took it over, I haven't seen any article since, where he listed the names every article of the people, and he would go and visit them, and they would be chained down, begging for food and water. The Wendland case was a famous one. He could even get up and roll a little bowling ball in his, he even did it for the news, begging to be given water and food. It didn't matter. They still killed him. Because, see, he didn't have any family, and he had signed the forms letting the government be his caretaker. And so the board of the hospital said, you don't have a good life, because you've had a stroke and are paralyzed over much of your body, so you die. See, they're already murdering people all over the place. And see, they advertise it as, oh, it's your right. If you want to commit suicide, you can. No, 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 no. See, that's how they sell it. This is people chained down, begging for food and water. And every time I have a guest on about this, the nurses call and they go, oh, yes, I sneak them food. They're killing them right here in our hospital or right here in our hospice. This is eugenics. This is what it's really all about. And so PrisonPlanet.com wrote a detailed article last week. It had been out in a few other websites in February, but didn't get any traction. You notice when Prison Planet put it out, because of you, our active listeners, many of which have their own websites and news sites and other radio shows, when we cover something, everybody else picks it up. That is what is so valuable about this show. I'm not perfect. I don't have all the answers. I make mistakes. I'm obnoxious sometimes. But you know what? We've got the big audience. We've got the great listeners. And we punch this out into the mainstream news. And now it's been on Fox. It's been on CNN. It's been in the Associated Press. It's been in WorldNet Daily. It's now a big issue, and people are reading the 1,100-page book written by George W. Bush's science advisor, not his chief advisor, but one of his main advisors, and written by The Current. He's the co-author with Ann Ehrlich and Paul Ehrlich, John Holdren, John P. Holdren, said, put stuff in the water to sterilize the population, have CPS take everyone's children who have kids, have a managed global dictatorship, a planetary regime to carry it out. What does Al Gore call for? A global planetary regime, global governance to carry out the new greenhouse gas rules, the new tyranny. Anything that puts off carbon is evil. Plants, humans, animals, otters, whales, kangaroos, polar bears, all put off carbon. Carbon is good. It's part of the life cycle. It's the ultimate sick joke, a global tyranny over what plants breathe. and all other environmental degradation, the genetic engineering, the toxic waste dumping, clear cutting, overfishing. It's all go, go, go green light. This is the sickest, most cold-blooded joke. And the eugenicists brag, this has nothing to do with the earth. They just sell you on deciding you're bad and deciding you need to die and deciding to give up your property and your sovereignty and your reproductive control. And so here are all these stacks of news. Obama's science czar does not support coercive population control, spokesman says. So now he's putting out a press release. The Office of the President's science czar, John Holdren, has responded to concerns that Holdren co-authored a book which allegedly contained, as if the CatholicNewsAgency.com couldn't link to the scans on PrisonPlanet.com. I mean, we scanned the book in. It's right there. But, oh, they don't dare put a link. You can go to Amazon.com. They've got a large part of the book posted. You can go to some of the scribe websites. You can find most of the book online, piece here, piece there. I mean, he admits he wrote it. He did an Associated Press video interview that we're going to play later when we're live, where it's the main book behind him in a bookshelf. It's an American flag and then a bookshelf, and on a book and on a whole area of the bookshelf by itself on one shelf is the book, Ecoscience, that he says is a policy textbook. But their answer is, oh, it allegedly. Allegedly? That's like saying Al Gore allegedly got up and called for global government last week. There's only video of him in living color saying it, which allegedly contained comments supporting coercive population control measures. A spokesman for the department said that Holdren disavowed such policies at his confirmation hearing. Really, Obama just reinstated forced abortion and infanticide funding in China and Africa. I mean, he's on record, and I know it's racist if you're against killing blacks, but, you know, it's the liberal view is, oh, I love Obama. He's helping them. Look, oh, he's killing black babies. It's so liberal. Margaret Sanger called him subhuman weeds. Oh, let's give her a liberal award. See, the real Nazis have got ponytails and walk around with limp wrist and Birkenstocks going, I mean, when you watch Holdren talk, it's the exact spirit they all have. It's a real, he's like kind of biting his teeth together while he talks, just relishing how smart he is and relishing, oh, I've got the power. Oh, drink your water, take your shots. I'm in control. They're all about power, raw power, that they're hitting you with chemical and biological weapons in your water, and there's nothing you're going to do to stop it. You're going to watch baseball and football and act cool and go to the bar. You're not going to get involved. He's got control. He loves it. They're running society. It's so enjoyable to know you're under mind control from the television and the culture, and that you're under a literal mind control spell, a trance, and that you can't wake up. He's enjoying it. Oh, he's going to take his time with you. Holdren is currently director of the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy, assistant to the President of Science and Technology, co-chair of the President's Council on Advisors in Science and Technology. He authored a 1,000-page book, Ecoscience, with Paul and Ann Ehrlich. The book includes several descriptions of possible population control measures, including the addition of sterilants to the water supply to prevent human conception. One section titled Population Law cited that radical group Zero Population Growth and said it has been, well, yeah, Ehrlich's part of that. It has been concluded that compulsory population control laws, even including laws requiring compulsory abortion, could be sustained under the existing Constitution if the population crisis sufficiently serves to endanger the society. We need to justify this compulsion. By the way, we found a couple other books and a bunch of PhD papers he wrote. It's even worse. Go read Limits to Growth. I mean, go read it. In fact, I'm giving Kurt Nemo, Paul Watson, and others the assignment. I know we've scanned it and posted it, and But there's even more in the book. In fact, I'm asking listeners to go into the book and read the whole thing. And everybody, we need scores of articles about it. Listeners, write articles, office quotes, only facts. We'll review them. We'll post them. Writers at InfoWars.com, articles at InfoWars.com. Send them to us. All of us as a group can expose him, ferret out his other white papers, his other books. Go look up Dr. Eric Pianka and Dr. Peter Singer and others. Look at their white papers. Look at their books. Look at their graduate students' books. And then do what I've done. Track some of their graduate students. And I found some working in bioweapons production under BioShield. You can find photos of them in white lab coats now smiling. And then right next to that, you can write an article showing their quotes about how they believe all humans could be killed. I demanded the FBI visit Pianka 2 years ago, and they did. He went on the air with that hippie voice and went, "Look, man, I got a family, man. Oh, it's a Maui Wowie." Sounds just like Chong.
"He's Labrador, man."
And I read one article he wrote. He said, "I know me and my family are going to have to die, too. I'm sad, but it's for the Earth." Listen, you bastard, don't you ever, ever try to kill me.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. "I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me?" Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
"We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded."
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
"Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election."
"If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism."
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Frustrated. I want to do it all. I want to expose it all. I want to make every point. I want to show you just the unbelievable evidence. But you've got to just see it for yourself. In this segment, the next, I'm going to run through some evidence of extermination, of eugenics, of their programming as they prepare the public to accept their own sterilization, their own control, their own imprisonment under a neo-serfdom carbon footprint plantation. That's what it is. Neo-feudal state. The globalists brag that's what they're doing. And they're the great-great-great-great-grandchildren of neo-feudal lords. Why wouldn't they? They know what works. They don't just domesticate pigs and cows and sheep. They domesticate us. That's what government's about. New World Order's about. All of it. You know what my real task is? It's reaching out to the enforcers, the police, the military, and saying, look, I'm telling the truth about Holdren. I'm telling the truth about Ehrlichman. Ehrlich. I'm telling the truth about Pianca and Singer. And you randomly go out and find the head of any psychology department. You randomly go out and find the head of any major university, psychology department, sociology department, anthropology department, biology department especially, and 9 times out of 10, you go have lunch with them, and they'll say, yeah, I believe we should kill at least 80% of the public, and I want a world government. Now, how did that happen? They recruit their own people into the positions, and the big banks and governments that are controlled by the big bank families, they're financing their people. They're financing their research. They've got control of the whole show. Now, my job is getting you out there to realize you're under attack even though you serve this system. Even though you rationalize and make jokes about it. This isn't a joke. You know, my word of honor, it's worse than I'm even saying. I can't describe to you how serious this is, how real this is. But at the bottom of the next hour, I'm going to break down some of the news and the facets and all the ways it ties together. But the big message here is that it's up to you, the listeners. The eugenics is all around us. Our entire society is engineered to carry out eugenics. It is a fact. It is their own textbooks, their own policy reports, their own master plans, their own blueprints. Ecoscience is a major blueprint we've discovered. Everything in it was already public, but this is how they want to implement it, how they want to do it. This is a Rosetta Stone, a master key. And you have to ferret out other professors, other people pushing this, and you have to create blogs and websites. You can't count on me, folks. I could be killed or set up or anything. I could die in a car wreck. I could be struck by a bolt of lightning. We've got to make this the main issue if our progeny have any future, if we have any future, because they're now moving into a hot phase of their silent weapons for quiet wars, their soft kill. And if you don't know what silent weapons for quiet wars are, if you don't know what soft kill is, you better find out fast! Oh, my God. They're rolling out the terraforming to the slaves all over the news, admitting now they're terraforming us for your own good, though, with deadly aluminum dioxide. They're rolling out everything, the forced inoculations. They're gearing up. This is real. Get the film Endgame on DVD at InfoWars.com. Buy a DVD duplicator. Make copies of this and get it out to everybody. As much as I love the fact that everybody's getting Obama deception out, and that's great, please get Endgame out as well. Please get Endgame at InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. upfront site provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a front site defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FRONTSIGHT.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The ultimate power trip is to carry out eugenics. The ultimate power trip, why Bill Gates is always smiling, is controlling other people's destinies and lives. For those out there that have honor and are decent and good, it's embarrassing to wield and exercise power. Unless you absolutely have to do it for the species' survival. But these people revel in it, and like moths to a flame, they are guided to the most extreme forms of power. I'm going to get Wayne Madsen's take on Obama's climate czar and multiple textbooks he published calling for forced sterilization, poisons in the water and food. He's going to be with us for 30 minutes, but the main reason I have him on is he continues to really get a lot of inside info on assassination squads. And I remember a few months ago, he added with some inside intel from D.C. a lot to the picture of dealing with Cheney and his hit squads and this assassination group. Of course, Cy Hirsch reportedly broke all of this 4 years ago. And now it is coming out that it was Budo that one of the hit teams killed. That was clear. But Madsen said that months ago. That's now mainstream news. So I wanted to kind of get him on and squeeze him for more info on this subject. Now, one of my films and many of the articles we've written years ago covered how Delta Force has been used even before Bush as a hit team. It's just they've expanded what the Special Combat Applications group out of Georgia, out of Fort Bragg, has been doing and what they've been up to. And then I remember UPI and Reuters articles from 2002 when the Israelis bragged they had hit teams operating in friendly countries, including the U.S., killing U.S. citizens. So imagine how big this scandal is going to get when two and two is put together that it's also foreign assets going around killing people, even inside the U.S. Wayne Madsen, good to have you on with us.
Good to be with you, Alex.
Yeah, give us the latest on what's really happening with these hit teams and where this scandal's going of illegal murder.
Well, it may, this Cheney team, of course, I had a very good source that contacted me that told me basically that this Cheney squad, which is now thought to really be centered around this Joint Special Operations Command. Apparently the CIA was involved from the very beginning after 9/11 with something called the Worldwide Attack Matrix that was developed by then CIA Director George Tenet. And that's what they're owning up to, targeting Al-Qaeda leaders in various countries. But it expanded. After that, the CIA said, this is outrageous. We don't want any part of this. This harkens back to the charges made against the agency in the 70s with the Church Frank Church Committee hearing and the other oversight committees.
Death squads. Planetary death squads that can be delivered in 12 hours.
Right, and now apparently this JSOC, Joint Special Operations Command team, was working very closely with Israel's Mossad, specifically the Kedan unit. Kedan is the Hebrew word for bayonet. That unit specializes in assassinations and kidnappings. And something else that may have entered into this, and the reason why Cheney wants this to go away real fast, the story is this group may have been involved in sabotage, including the sabotage of Iranian military and civilian airliners. And as of today, we know that there was a Caspian Airlines plane flying from Tehran to the capital of Armenia that crashed and killed some 168 people. So this
and this is huge because the White House separately admits that they've been hiring destabilization teams inside Iran, including bombing mosques and things. Wayne Madsen, stay right there. This is such important information. We're going to go through this in detail with breaking information from Wayne Madsen. WayneMadsenReport.com, by the way. We've got linked to his stories up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But he's up there on the hill and just always a great source of info.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I want everybody to listen to us very, very carefully, because the information you're about to hear is a vitally important window into the mindset of the global elite running our society today. Now, in 1979, Jimmy Carter set up the Delta Force. It was officially set up in early 1980. And they've been used for high-profile hostage rescues, assassinations of leaders, terrorist groups, and others. And it's a group above the military that operates under the orders of the National Security Council and the president. They have radically expanded the size of Delta Force. Delta Force was used April 19th, 1993 in Waco. And the Delta Force documents were declassified. They were in there pulling triggers. They followed orders. They went in with infantry maneuvers, put bombs on top of the church records vault area where the women and children were hiding and blew it to bits. They were ordered to do it by the FBI, by the president, and they did it. It's on record. They were there pulling triggers. You can see the flare footage of them in infantry maneuvers coming out the backs of the APCs, the Bradleys, and firing. And then going in and planting the bunker munition, the shape charge that then killed the people inside. We've had General Benton K. Parton on, former head of Air Force Weapons Development, to cover that. So understand, Delta Force will kill you if ordered to do so. They will kill children if ordered to do so. And I'm not here even attacking our military, folks. And I'm not even saying all Delta Force squadrons are involved in this. But it's a fact. Delta Force was killing and pulling triggers in Waco. That's just a fact. So you got a problem? Have it with them. Now, that said, things have gotten a lot worse under Bush, obviously, and Delta Force would run around the world staging terror attacks. This is not my opinion. And Wayne Madsen's about to break inside info here.
Yes, one thing I wanted to mention, too, is aware of Delta Force personnel who are operating under contract to this Joint Special Operations Command. This was a unit that reported to Donald Rumsfeld and was working with this Office of Special Plans, this rival intelligence agency set up within the Pentagon under Paul Wolfowitz and Douglas Feith. I'm aware that Israeli military and Mossad people would come into the Pentagon, not even sign in according to the established procedures. They didn't want a record of them ever being there where these plans were discussed. So this was a joint JSOC Mossad operation that reported directly to Dick Cheney. It was under Dick Cheney's command, outside any control of the CIA. This is why I believe the CIA pulled out of the thing when they realized this foreign intelligence agency was involved. And the CIA's history with Mossad is tortured, to say the best about it. I think George Tenet knows about this. Before this gets out of hand, I would expect that Mr. Tenet may be talking about this a lot more, because it was his agency that was the only one that stood between Cheney's book and these targets. Now, a number of targets were taken out, and the CIA knows how this was violating all kinds of established procedures and how they would get in the hot water, that they kept it on the books. Panetta got rid of it. I think it's very interesting that President Obama recently extended the Secret Service protection for Mr. Cheney for another 6 months. I think they're very, very afraid that there's going to be warrants out for Cheney's arrest for homicide from various countries around the world, possibly including Pakistan. And so the Secret Service, I believe, that protection is extended to protect Cheney. And I have to wonder why the Obama White House is even interested in protecting this guy, since he is since he may be responsible for several murders around the world, including that of ex-Prime Minister Bhutto. One of the other things this group specialized in was poisoning people. Now, there may be evidence that Yasser Arafat, who was reported to died of a blood disorder, may have also been poisoned by this group.
Now, Wayne Madsen, you're dropping bombshell after bombshell, and the problem is, I know everything you're saying is true, because almost everything you're talking about has already come out in the news here and there. Israel, in Reuters and in UPI, bragged in 2002, in fact, I'm going to pull the article, that they had hit teams operating in friendly countries, quote, killing terrorists or terrorist suspects, including the United States. Then, Cy Hirsch, 5 years ago, wrote big New Yorker magazine articles about U.S. special forces on the ground staging terror attacks inside Iran. Then in 2007, as has been reported widely, this is all on record, the White House puts out a press release saying, yes, and I guess they had to do this to act like it was normal and kosher so other parts of the government would not launch investigations. You know, one way to cover up is just to come out in the open like it's, you know, like you're whistling in the wind as you walk out of somebody's front door with their jewelry and computers and family silver. But To make a long story short, the point I'm trying to get at here is they admit they're in Iran blowing up mosques, bombing police stations, bombing dams, shooting people, trying to destabilize. They're funding four terror groups, three of them Wahhabist out of Saudi Arabia, run by the number three in Al-Qaeda. The White House openly running Al-Qaeda attacks, Sunni against Shiite-based Iran. And then Obama has the nerve to deny the U.S. is involved in Iran. Meanwhile, we know this group is involved over there. Meanwhile, we know they're running hit teams all over the world. Meanwhile, we know they killed Benazir Bhutto. She was shot on TV, and then our news said she hit her head. That's how dumb they think the American people are, when the whole world laughed at us. So I'm probably have to hold you past the half hour because I'm ranting here. Wayne, go through this slowly because you've got a lot of inside intel. This story had already broken, but you added a lot to it in the last few months at WayneMadsenReport.com that then months later comes out in the mainstream media to be true. If I was Tenet, I would be singing because this is the type of thing I've seen in the past when CIA directors die in canoe accidents or kayak accidents suddenly in their backyard, or suddenly that they get a 24-hour brain tumor. This is explosive info. And would this be the kind of team they would use on a Deborah Jean Palfrey supplying hookers for Cheney, or would they just hire mafia hitmen for that?
Well, on this group, and I believe that Tenet is the most likely to come forward because out of all the people in this town, he's the one who really doesn't have many friends here. They're not going to touch General Hayden because he's a retired Air Force general, was at NSA, Deputy Director of National Intelligence, CIA Director. He may be guilty of involvement in this, but he's not going to be touched. They're not going to touch Porter Goss either, because Porter Goss was a member of the House of Representatives and was chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. Those guys, for whatever they did, are not going to be touched. The guy who they could go after, though, is the guy with very few friends in this town, and that's George Tenet. The only thing Tenet has is a Presidential Medal of Freedom that was draped over his head by George W. Bush, and that, and about $3.45 will get him a latte grande at Starbucks. So Tenet, I think, is the likely person who will come forward. Whether he's called to testify before the House Intelligence Committee. Another telling thing will be this House Intelligence Committee probe they're talking about, and maybe one in the Senate as well, the Senate Intelligence Committee. Will it be done in camera, in classified session, or will it be done in public? If it's done behind closed doors without the public being in on the hearings, I think it's an indication that this program was much worse than what has been advertised. I noticed Cheney sending his daughter, Liz Cheney, out to say, oh, well, this was just targeting Al-Qaeda members. Well, if that's the case, what's the big problem here? It's obviously it's much more than that, and the Cheneys are trying to do damage control here. But here's something very interesting about how it was operated. This group was operating out of the Pentagon. I know for a fact that ex-Delta Force contractors who were working for JSOC were sent into Iran.
Wait a minute. Let me stop you. Yep. I don't mean to interrupt, but that's important. You're saying this is above Delta Force, that they're actually sheep-dipping them out of Delta. So these are men, quote, formerly associated with Special Forces.
Right, and some of these guys actually went to work at the CIA in something called the Special Activities Division. Everybody might remember Mike Spann, the guy who was killed at Mazar-e Sharif when we first went into Afghanistan. He's the guy who found Lind, John Walker Lind, amongst those prisoners. He was killed. So SAD was involved in this from the beginning, but then the CIA said, hey, wait a minute, this is something we don't want any part of.
It's above Delta. You were saying they were in Iran. Go ahead.
They were in Iran in one case. I know they were operating under journalistic cover. They went in as American journalists, but they were there to identify soft targets for assassinations and sabotage. This occurred in 2003. So this program was ongoing. We know that there were a number of airplane crashes in Iran. Some took out top officers in the Revolutionary Guards, the elite Iran military force. There were civilian airliners targeted, as well as a Russian-built plane that went down carrying a number of Ukrainian and Russian engineers to the city of Isfahan. Now, Isfahan was the center for Iran's uranium enrichment program. We may have Cheney's fingerprints on a number of airplane crashes in Iran that were sabotage.
Incredible info, WayneMadsenReport.com, our sites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, JonesReport.com, TruthNews.us. Just unbelievably important information from Wayne Madsen. He'll be with us into the next segment. I want to also get his take on eugenicists in the federal government as well before he leaves us. And any other big breaking news he's working on, because you're hearing a lot of this here first.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 15th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $926.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $952.99, $476.49 for the half ounce, or $238.25 for a quarter ounce. That's $952.99, $476.49, or $238.25.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette, and even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum, you've tried the patch, you've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60-75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit premiumecigarette.com. That's premium, the letter E, cigarette.com. Premiumecigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
He's pounding down.
talking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go.
If you're a new listener and you heard me say that the United States government's funding Al-Qaeda inside Iran, that's not a joke. Believe me, I wish it was. That's how two-faced all this is. None of it means anything. The Wahhabis were created by British intelligence. They work for the West. They go in and overthrow any Muslim nation or Middle Eastern nation the globalists don't control. And Wayne Madsen's staying with us into the next segment to talk about some other issues as well. But I've noticed we've seen Newt Gingrich running around in the news saying we need to run black ops and sabotage inside Iran. And we were talking during the break, Wayne, you're saying that's him hiding in plain view because one of his chief aides has been involved in this special operation.
Worked for Douglas Feith in the Office of Special Plans, and Ludi was very much part of this special unit that was operating basically under the orders of Dick Cheney. I would also point out that Donald Rumsfeld's military aide, a guy named Stephen Bucci, was in the chain of command for these JSOC ex-Delta Force guys who were probing soft targets in Iran. Rumsfeld and Cheney are neighbors over in St. Michael's on the Eastern Shore in Maryland. They're very good friends. They're soulmates, you know, very core. And I think the one name that has not come up with this is Rumsfeld. Rumsfeld, his personnel, whether contractor or active duty special ops, who were carrying out these attacks in concert with these Kadan people. Kadan is a Hebrew word for bayonet. As I said, specialize in assassinations and kidnappings and sabotage. Quite active in Iran's nuclear facility in Pakistani, that of Pakistan as well. They were active in Pakistan against the Pakistan nuclear program. I would also point out that Eric Holder, it's very interesting what he's saying. He says, well, he's considering a special prosecutor to look at torture. I believe that's a diversion because as bad as torture is, it comes nowhere to political assassinations. Torture victims, of course, may be scarred psychologically for life, but people who are assassinated, that's it, they're gone.
Plus, this shows the chain of command. We didn't have you potted up at first. Give us the name again of the Gingrich minion and how he was involved.
Well, William Ludi worked under this Office of Special Plans. He worked for Douglas Feith. Now, there were Israeli Mossad and IDF officers coming into the Pentagon during this time, going to see Feith, and Ludi were not signing in. There was no record of them entering or leaving the Pentagon. This was in complete violation of established Pentagon security procedures. I know from talking to people who worked there, they were shocked. Even long-time civil service secretaries were shocked at the ease of access these Israelis had.
Is Feith Mossad like the White House Chief of Staff?
Well, his father, Feith's father was a long-time official of the Zionist Organization of America. You know, you could just say, you know, what are they? Obviously, they're an Israeli front, whether they're a Mossad front, who knows, but they're definitely part of this.
Well,
this
my issue is love Israel or hate Israel. Israeli spies shouldn't be above our own generals in this special office set up by Bush, and they're like gods who show up and go past all the security and then brag in the U.S. news that they've got hit teams here pulling triggers. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Well, that's right. And I would also note that we were told that this operation began after 9/11, but there's an indication that it may actually have been active prior to 9/11 because there was an assassination carried out against the father of Iran's missiles, a man named Ali Mahmoudi Mehman, who was assassinated by an explosion at a laboratory south of Tehran on, get the date, July 11th, 2001, 2 months prior to 9/11. So if that was this joint JSOC Mossad team, and in those days it may have included the CIA, what role did that particular group play in what happened 2 months later?
Well, how are they operating in Iran? I mean, they're doing this through operatives they've got working for them, right?
They have a number of spies, agents, even ethnic Persians were spying for these individuals, as well as the Mojahedini Khalq, the terrorist group that was Richard Pearl's favorite organization.
The Prince of Darkness, Richard Pearl. Unbelievable. Stay there, Wayne. Let's get into any other important facets of this. Then I got a few other important issues I want to bring up to you as well.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now, the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded Inner Food his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Inner Food is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boosts the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high demand summer months ahead. Number 4, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Well, I'm not the kind. All right, for those of you that are patiently holding, your calls are coming up at 1-800-259-9231. We got Dr. Michael Kaufman, a climatologist, biologist, expert in forest ecology, is what one of his PhDs is in. He'll be joining us to talk about the global carbon tax, the eugenicist, in light of the new textbooks. It's not textbook. It's now multiple governmental-level textbooks. This is post-PhD level master planning. And he's put out a statement about it saying it's a textbook. Well, what's wrong with the textbook discussing how we need to poison you and sterilize you? Wayne Madsen, though, finishing up, I really appreciate you coming on with us. Other breaking news in and around this. I mean, I've really become to respect the amount of inside info. And, if you don't break a story, you always then break huge new facets to it that no matter how wild it sounds, always ties in later and is vindicated. But so much of what you talked about these special hit teams, was really already hidden in plain view. My question to you is, and then anything else you've got to add, is why is it now breaking? Why is it now coming out? Because a few people talked about how the CIA was caught lying. Is the CIA trying to cover its butt? What's going on here?
Well, I think Leon Panetta, when after he arrived at the CIA, was being briefed on some things and probably asked a couple of questions about this particular program. And when he realized how explosive this, no pun intended, could be, he said, "Well, let's get out from under this. Well, I'm going to cancel our residual involvement in this particular program." Before this thing, because I think we know what all the math here in Washington for a scandal. It's summertime. Remember, Watergate broke in the summertime. The hearings were held in the summertime. All those revelations. Iran-Contra broke in the summertime. So we have a lot of revelations that Iran-Contra broke in the summertime. We have a history of that. I think he knows as an experienced politician what could happen here, and I think we're seeing control leaks now out of the CIA about this program. We see Cheney battling back by trying to say, oh, it was only Al-Qaeda that was targeted. Well, certainly one of the names that came up was the sudden death of the president of Turkmenistan. He was a dictator, by the way, Saparmurat Niyazov, also called Turkmenbashi, which means head of the Turkmen. He decided not to allow his airspace or his territory to be used by the United States against Iraq or Afghanistan or any attack on Iran. He died suddenly. His country is rich in natural gas and oil.
Well, Wayne, this is seven-year-old news for us, but every time the CIA or the FBI or Special Forces cornered Bin Laden or real Al-Qaeda, they were ordered to stand down. That's now mainstream news. It's finally, been all over TV and radio the last few months. And every time we turn around, they're working with the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. And we had the airlift of evil after the liberation of Kabul. The Special Forces colonels even went to the newspapers. It was in the San Francisco Chronicle, as you know, and said, what's going on here? We were ordered to take the Taliban, give them a bunch of money, and fly them out to Pakistan on C-130s, and I said at the time, to start the next destabilization of Pakistan. I mean, from your deep research and working with the NSA and working at Office of Naval Reconnaissance, is Taliban Al-Qaeda a wholly owned subsidiary of British Mossad and CIA, or is it like a client just like any other mercenary group?
Well, I have a classified French intelligence document that states that Bin Laden and his group were under the active operational control of CIA and MI up until 1995. Now, the reason Patrick Fitzgerald went after Bin Laden for the 1993 World Trade Center bombing is because he knew that. And to go after Bin Laden would say, well, he's going after somebody who was under the operational control of U.S. British intelligence at the time. So Fitzgerald, of course, is a very dirty prosecutor. He's been used in the past. He let, Scooter Libby basically off by not getting him for what he really did, and that was exposing Valerie Plame and her network. It's actually monitoring this nuclear proliferation, some of which is Turkish and Israeli intelligence assets. He made sure that she was, that was never brought, those charges never brought against Libby. They got him for the other stuff.
Look at what Sybil Edmonds heard. She heard him, a criminal group laundering money, selling drugs, involved in human trafficking, above government, commanding government forces, running the terrorist. And you were getting into who they were assassinating where. You were talking about a dictator being killed when I interrupted with just the fact that for Cheney to claim that the hit teams are killing Al-Qaeda is ridiculous, because Al-Qaeda is clearly a tool they're using and protecting and kind of moving around the chessboard to destabilize areas, or they move them into an area for a pretext for Western military force to be brought to bear. Where do you see all this going? I mean, is Cheney going to get in trouble? Is Libby going to get in trouble? Is Rumsfeld going to get in trouble? Or is Obama going to continue this? I have to say, it is a positive sign that Panetta's doing this, or is Panetta just doing this because he knows it's so criminal, he wants to protect his own butt?
Well, I think Panetta not only wants to protect himself, he hasn't been CIA director, he wants to protect the agency, which he is right now. There's all kinds of new players. We got Admiral Blair over at the Director of National Intelligence now. He wants now the power to appoint station chiefs that work for him, not for Panetta. There's a big problem there. The U.S. intelligence is in a state of turmoil right now. This is not helping matters very much. And obviously, Panetta is trying to protect the CIA at Langley. And that's why he's saying, look, we got out from underneath this thing. We should also remember that Iran's government tried to turn over to us one of bin Laden's lieutenants and the son of Osama bin Laden. And of course, how did the neocons running the Pentagon respond to that? We were bombing airplanes and killing Iranian scientists. That's how they responded to that offer. So you have to wonder, what was the whole purpose of this thing? And why is it that Cheney is putting it out through his daughter that, we were only targeting Al-Qaeda? I've written that there were leaders of guerrilla movements in Indonesia that looked like they were targeted by this operation, politicians in Nigeria. These were not Al-Qaeda members by any stretch, but these were targets of opportunity that would help Cheney line his own pockets and those of his oil friends. And I think we're seeing much more of that starting to come out, and also to gin up problems for Iran. This whole thing looks like it had every intention of killing people who were not in Al-Qaeda, not members of Al-Qaeda.
Sure. Wayne Madsen, Al-Qaeda is a tool used to kill the Constitution, kill the Bill of Rights, and let the military-industrial complex take over the whole world. In closing, any other intel on other big breaking stories that we should watch the horizon for? But one more question along this line before you answer that one. Is Israel planning, are Israel planning to attack Iran? Is the United States planning to back them up? What do these statements by Biden mean about that Israel has a right by itself to attack and the U.S. will support that? Is Israel in a ramping up mode for all of this aggression, or are they becoming discredited in any way, or do they just not care and it's damn the maneuvers go straight at us? I mean, is this just, where do you see things going?
Well, two Israeli naval vessels just transited the Suez Canal with the permission of Egypt, I might add, and it said that was a message, a warning message to Iran. We know that the Netanyahu-Lieberman government over there has every intention of launching an attack against Iran, especially since Ahmadinejad was reelected as president. This is a government that is extremely right-wing, extremely pro-war. So I don't think we can rule anything. I believe that the Israeli government under Netanyahu and Lieberman is much more warlike than any of the missives we're hearing out of Tehran. They're in basically a defensive mode over there right now. They had all the turmoil on the streets, and I've reported that, Soros and his gang were basically manipulating a lot of that on both sides, I would add, as his want to do. I believe now this plane crash today in Iran that killed a number of Iranians of Armenian descent. They were on the plane was on its way to Armenia. Armenia and Iran have very good close relations, but I believe that could be a warning message. That plane was seen; the tail section was on fire before it crashed. It could be another case of sabotage, but why do it? That could be a warning by this secret group. Don't probe too far because we're still active. We pulled this one off, and the next plane could be one here in the United States carrying.
What about Air France and that other one that crashed in the ocean? I mean, planes keep blowing up and falling into the ocean after strange terror alerts.
Well, the Air France plane had two passengers on board who were flying to Geneva for the annual small arms survey, where they come out and talk. They talked about weapons proliferators, small arms proliferators. That's a multi-billion-dollar business. So it's quite clear that these individuals were threats to that industry. One of the big kingpins in that industry is in Brazil. There was another terrorist threat against another Air France plane from Buenos Aires flying to Paris just before that crash. We may have on our hands here an aviation terrorism group operating under government cover, and that, I think, should work everybody.
Well, it's perfect. I mean, the globalist, the Interpol international system runs airport security, and it's always been their favorite way to kill people, blowing them up in aircraft.
And Israeli security companies, mostly ex-Mossad individuals, have contracts to provide a lot of security at airports, including many here in the United States, and for many international airlines, including U.S. airlines.
Oh, it just gets worse and worse. And any word on when they're planning to go ahead and attack Iran and how?
Well, you know, we've seen so many so much chatter, what they call indications and warning in the past. The Israelis will never show their hands. So these, you know, sending the ships through the Suez Canal, you can never pinpoint any type of attack. But let's face it, Israel cannot attack Iran without the military support of the United States. We control the airspace between Israel and Iran, so anything they would do would have to have our cooperation.
And was the revolution trying to get the United States behind the attack to demonize the Iranians?
Well, I think so, and it's also, you know, try to soften up Iran by creating a domestic problem in that country, to create maybe rifts within the Iranian military, within Iranian intelligence and security. Whether that has happened or not, I think it's anyone's guess, obviously.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it was a smokescreen cover to insert more operatives, and during the fog of war and hysteria, to set up some other programs they're going to be launching very soon.
Well, that's right, and but I think the Obama's got a real problem. He's trying to do this outreach to Iran, and with more revelations coming out about this JSOC Mossad operation targeting Iranian military commanders and Iranian scientists, that could really derail anything the administration has in mind.
This is like Bay of Pigs trying to sabotage Kennedy?
Well, it very well could be, absolutely.
All right, Wayne Madsen, we really appreciate you coming on the broadcast with us today, and we'll talk to you again next week, WayneMadsenReport.com. Appreciate all the info. Yeah, his phone was bad today because we last minute got him on from the road, but next week we'll get him on via a landline. There was Wayne Madsen. Okay, they're socializing healthcare right now, socializing medicine, socializing and opening up the borders. The globalists are making their move on every front. All these world leaders are calling to dump the dollar. And Geithner has said they want to do that, but he said it's part of an evolutionary process. They want to do it a little bit slower. They want to phase it out. I suggest people get into silver and gold. So before we go to break, I wanted to briefly bring Ted Anderson up. He did an offer here a few days ago of gold that he bought at the price of $9.13. Gold is now above $9.40, and he is running out of the special coins he has at that price, but he can still offer you gold in the market that he bought at the $9.13 level. You can buy it in fractions of an ounce, or you can buy it as an ounce. And Ted's got a lot of coins available at that 913 level, with it now racing above 940. So this is win-win-win. This is like being able to buy a stock in the stock market when it's up at a much lower price. Just a very, very safe bet in my book. There's no perfect bet in finances and money today, but gold and silver is outperforming everything else. And this is a great deal, and a great patriot who owns the Genesis Network and Midas Resources. Ted's been buying, selling, and trading gold and silver for 30 years and had Midas now for 12 years. Ted, how much longer can you hold this deal on gold and silver? We haven't had a deal this good in 3 or 4 months that I know of.
Yeah, I can tell you right now, it really is up to how many people decide to buy and how my stock is holding. I mean, yesterday I told you that we'd hold it till midnight. I'm going to hold it again still till midnight. I don't know how I can make this easier for people to buy gold and silver. I mean, we still have those Lakotas at $18.17. When silver was close to $14, they were $21. Right now, I also have the British sovereign currently at 266. Relatively speaking, that should be closer to the 276, 279. The French franc right now, 216. Again, a coin that should be sitting somewhere around 221. And that's because gold and silver's gone up like it has. And I did lock into this stuff last week when the prices were lower. I mean, I don't know how I can make this easier for people to buy it. I mean, if you take a look, the Treasury right now, Alex, has, let's see, U.S. Treasury. I just did some math on it. They have 286.9 million ounces of gold. If we went back to the gold standard, in order to adjust it based upon the amount of gold they have in the $1.569 trillion worth of paper that they've created, including this bailout stuff that we've done, we'd have $5,468.80 for the spot price of gold to back the U.S. dollar today. Just do the math. The value of the dollar is going through the toilet. It's lost 30% just since 2001 against foreign currencies, and I just don't think that that trend is going to change.
Well, people need to stop procrastinating. I wish that I would have gotten into more gold and silver back 5-6 years ago when it was $300 an ounce. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's pushing up at 1,000 again, but Ted's got it at 913. In fact, gold was still going up last time I checked. Where is it right now, Ted?
Well, the highest price today was 942 gold. Right now it's sitting at 940. And it honestly, Alex, it's a reflection of what's going on in that market. The United States dollar's getting destroyed by the policies of our government.
Well, regardless, people need to move into gold and silver today. And I don't know where they're going to find a better deal on silver and gold. We'll tell people about a few of those coins and the offer and the phone number when we get back. Then take some of your phone calls and get Dr. Michael Kaufman on. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And
I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Dr. Michael Kaufman coming up.
Front porch sitting.
He's got a new film out, Global Warming, Emerging Science and Understanding. It's excellent. It's available at Infowars.com, I would add, on the online video bookstore. At Infowars.com, or you can call toll-free to get any of my books or videos, or the books and videos we carry, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. We'll be going live at PrisonPlanet.tv in T-minus 6 minutes. Okay, Ted Anderson, fire out for folks that want to take advantage of gold at the 913 level, at silver at a lower level than it is now, that you bought, and instead of doing what all the other gold and silver brokers do, they jack prices up. And that's okay to do. It's a free market. You got to pay bills. I got to keep the lights on. But Ted really has started really growing in the market and becoming a very well-known name over the last decade plus. Because he likes to buy it when it goes down a bit and then sell it when it's high at the same low price. And the problem is it hardly ever goes down anymore for him to do that. But here's one of those times you can take advantage of this. So, Ted, tell folks about the coins, silver and gold, you've got from the lower price.
Yeah, the silver coin that I referred to earlier was the Lakota coin, which is the coin that sort of flies in the face of the Fed. If you look it up, Lakota Bank, you'll see that that coin is being used as currency in places. It trades right now at $18.17, and I have to say it's probably one of the most beautiful coins in silver you'll ever buy. The other thing is the francs and the British sovereigns. Currently right now, 216 for a franc. I can't think of a better way to own a piece of gold in small fraction that you can use in case of any kind of emergency. I can put you anywhere in the world, and that coin is money. Recognized not just here in the United States and South America,
look,
but
the globalists
everywhere.
Are even trying to phase out cash. People keep asking what the global currency is. They're going to bankrupt all the currencies of the world. They've stated it. By the time they're done, we're going to have world biometric thumbprint face scan. That's going to be your money. That's why we've got to try to keep cash and gold and silver alive. More importantly, gold and silver. What else do you have, Ted?
Well, then we also have the British sovereign. I do have a list of other coins. I mean, we have the eagles. We have even a few buffalo coins. If you're interested, you can ask about them.
Factored in at the lower price from the lower market.
Yep, that's exactly right. And, I have to say this, Alex. When gold became legal here in the United States in 1974, when Richard Nixon made it legal, it was $35 an ounce. Before that inflationary boom, that end run had happened, gold went up 24 times to $850 an ounce where it peaked. Just the same 24-time increase from 255 gold is going to put us over $6,000 an ounce just if we had what happened in the 1970s. And I think everybody can agree that we're having a much greater meltdown in our economic system than the 70s had ever pretended to have.
Let's explain that. Gold went from 30-something bucks an ounce to 800-something an ounce. Last time something like this happened, this time it's at 900 and something. What's going to happen if it goes up? So speculatively, as a speculator, and again, this is risky if you buy this for speculation, it could potentially explode stratospherically. But the reason I buy is for insurance, is for peace of mind, as a hedge against an imploding economy and inflation. Those are great deals Ted Anderson has. Give Midas Resources a call. They'll be there till midnight Central Standard Time. That's 10 p.m. Pacific. Give them the number, Ted.
Yeah, 1-800-686-2237. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237. And as always, I really appreciate it that people are willing to support the Genesis Network.
I don't know how it supports it, Ted. I've seen the actual sales sheets. What, on some of these gold coins, you make like $4 or something? How dare you even make $4? Look, folks, you can't find a better deal. He's selling these lower than the market is right now. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Midas Resources, they're there to take your calls. 800-686-2237. Thank you, Ted Anderson.
Thanks a lot.
Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen, simulcasting this syndicated radio show now in the second half, the second and third hour, fourth hour at PrisonPlanet.tv. We always do the third and fourth hour live at PrisonPlanet.tv, and today we are doing that only in the third and fourth hour. But a lot of days we do the first, second, third, and fourth hour live at PrisonPlanet.tv. The gentleman we have on now hadn't been on in about 6 months, and boy, has a lot happened since then, and he's one of the main voices and main experts in my seminal film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. And I've been talking more and more about Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement as of late because they've passed the total carbon tax takeover of all society. It's to be selectively enforced, home inspectors, federal zoning. They said they can throw you out of your house, no judge, no jury, total control. It's meant to create a post-industrial world. And Dr. Michael Kaufman, in my film Endgame and in the extra that's on PrisonPlanet.tv, Endgame 1.5, lays out their own documents where they want a planetary, tyrannical government to carry out forced sterilization, the end of the family, children being raised in government hives. Now, this was covered in detail, really all in one place, an 1,100-page book titled Eco-Science, written by Obama's science czar, who lied before Congress because some of his anti-population stuff had come out and said, no, I don't believe the government has a role controlling population. This is a guy who believes in a one-world government to carry this out. Al Gore last week in England said on television he wants a world government to carry out this program. And I have stacks of mainstream news. I'm going to show some of it in this hour. Where are they saying? The U.S., in Europe, in Canada, in Australia. Babies are bad, one-child policy, taxes on the carbon of humans. They picked carbon because that's what humans exhale, 2.5 pounds a day. Now, our guest, Dr. Michael Kaufman, we're about to go to break, but I want to bring him up, has a bachelor's in forestry and an MS in biology at Northern Arizona University and a PhD in forest science at the University of Idaho. And he is an ecologist who is involved in ecosystem research for over 20 years in both academia and industry. And he's taught and worked across a wide spectrum, including the U.S. Forest Service, in developing an ecological land classification system for each of the national forests in Region 9 being used today. And he was instrumental in beating one of the big treaties in the 90s that would have given total control and these wilderness corridors shutting down human activity It's all about making us dependent, shutting off resources in a neo-feudal or neo-serf system so that we can't afford to even get married or have kids. And this is all stated, but it's stated in the United Nations Biological Diversity Assessment 96, and a part of it stated in the State Department Memorandum 200 and the CIA addendum to that, by written by Kissinger, and it's restated in environmental policy reports and Club of Rome reports, or in articles written by His Royal Highness the Duke of Edinburgh, or in statements and funding by Bill Gates or Ted Turner or Warren Buffett and eugenics. But this new report by Holdren, it's all in one place. And that's why this is so important. So when we come back, we're going to be talking to Dr. Michael Kaufman today about all the big developments with the greenhouse gas, what it will do, how it will control our lives, how the new Bank of the World will regulate global carbon taxes, and we will pay our money into this private group. And their own statements, dealing with how this will be a managed economy and how we will pay our taxes to the new Bank of the World. This has gone from Dr. Michael Kaufman and myself with the documents being called kooks a decade ago, and Dr. Kaufman almost sheepishly saying, I know this sounds kooky, but here's the document, to now hundreds of articles a week by the mainstream media admitting all this, but saying it's a good thing and we should accept it. So we're going to go through the mindset, the philosophy of these people, and what the global carbon tax means.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today. Or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now, the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded Inner Food his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Inner Food is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boost the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
He's got a new documentary out. Global Warming, Emerging Science and Understanding. He also has another film we carry, Global Warming or Global Government. You need to show these to your friends and family and neighbors. First, they get you all hyped up that humans are bad. It's for the earth. We're going to save it. This is social workers, bureaucracy, feudalism, serfdom. They want to go to a post-industrial system of total bondage and slavery under environmental crimes. And it's not toxic waste dumping they're worried about or open-air planting of cross-species genetic engineered organisms that could cause a problem. It's not about real environmentalism or conservation. It's about control. And you can get his new documentary at Infowars.com. Dr. Michael Kaufman, so much has happened since we had you on 6 months ago. Time just flies. They've passed the total carbon tax takeover. It was worse than we feared. They kept the bill secret till after it passed. Total federalization, home inspections, shutting down selectively whatever they want. Every federal agency and sub-agencies with the power to levy carbon taxes arbitrarily. It seems the new direction in government is just to give dictatorial power to the agency. They've got gun bills introduced to let the attorney general ban any guns he wants at his stroke of a pen, if he just states it, that allow him to put anybody on a no-fly list or no gun buy list, no judge, no jury, no conviction. It's the same thing with this global carbon system. They just set up offshore authorities, and then we're ruled by them. Dr. Kaufman.
Absolutely, because we have no way of actually addressing somebody that's offshore that does not have any accountability to us whatsoever. And that's why they're doing it, because they want to basically control the U.S. economy. And remember, we've talked about this on your program before, for every bit of carbon dioxide that's emitted, it has a corresponding impact on our economy. It's almost a one-to-one ratio. So if we reduce our carbon emissions by 20%, we reduce our economy about by 20%. It's a terrible, terrible thing. They're trying to get renewable energy to take its place, but Spain has shown that for every green job created with renewable energy, they lose 2.5 jobs. It costs hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars in Spain. They have 18% unemployment. They've been doing this for 10 years.
But see, the government
right there.
But see, the government then directs the switchover in the economy, and the profits only go to a select few, so
yeah,
it vertically integrates. But they know carbon's not bad, Dr. Kaufman. They know it's what plants breathe. That's why they diabolically chose carbon to tax, knowing it's a carbon cycle and we're carbon-based life forms.
Absolutely. And this new DVD that you mentioned, Global Warming or Emerging Science, has new footage in it from the old DVD that clearly, I mean, absolutely and positively shows that man cannot be causing global warming. In fact, a new study was just released yesterday that basically says that all of the carbon dioxide in the last 600,000 years couldn't be responsible for the warming and the cooling. There is no correlation whatsoever. It calls into serious doubt. This is peer-reviewed in Nature Science, peer-reviewed science that shows that there is really highly questionable evidence now, or strong evidence that questions now the man-caused global warming theory based on carbon dioxide. So everything is against these people, yet you see in Congress them major, major push. How they got it, they introduced the bill on May 15th. It was passed on June 26th. Over 1,000, almost 1,500 pages long. Nobody had a chance to read it. It's the most expensive bill this country has ever passed. Nobody ever read it. It was rammed through Congress, and what it contains will blow your mind. It basically, everything that you said in introducing this whole subject, Alex, is true. Plus a lot. I mean, you're only touching the surface areas. It will destroy this nation as we know it now. There's absolutely no doubt in my mind about
it. But that's exactly what the Club of Rome, that's exactly what Holdren called for. We're going to get back into the science and take some phone calls coming up, but let's first get into academia. I mean, you have worked around these phony environmentalists. You've been around them. In my experience, the vast majority of them do believe in neo-eugenics. They do believe in sterilization. They do believe in one-child policies. And now they're openly pushing it, saying babies are bad. They have a bad carbon footprint. I'm going to show some headlines to people here in a moment. And really, these are just control freaks who want a managed collectivist economy, and they're making their move right now. And now we have the president's technology advisor's textbook, 1,100 pages, saying forcibly drug the water, have CPS take all the children, have a managed economy. We wonder why the government seems so out of control and nuts. They're not nuts. They know what they're doing.
Well, they're nuts. They're absolutely insane. There's no question about that. But they are doing it deliberately, yes. There's no question about it for exactly the reasons you're discussing. In fact, I am literally astonished that anybody in their right mind would even consider doing what is being done right now, because there is no justification for it whatsoever other than the political justification of destroying us and rebuilding it in their image under their control. That's the whole
purpose.
No, they're
communists. They're communists. I mean, they are scum. I'm sorry I interrupted. Yes, destroying us, rebuilding us in their image. It's really happening. They're taking over healthcare, industries. They're seizing everything. I mean, they are going to destroy the economy, and the only jobs you're going to get is from them on welfare or through a government contract, doctor.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the only way we can stop this is to just inundate your congressmen and senators, depending on where the bill is at the present time, and tell them to vote no on health care, vote no on cap and trade, vote no on whatever it is, the second stimulus package, whatever it is. And then back it up by saying, I'm not going to vote for you if you vote yes for these things. And then start writing letters to the editor with their name in it, saying that they are trying to destroy this nation. Now, you got to be diplomatic, because otherwise the paper won't print it. But
hell, look at NAFTA. Look at GATT. They knew that was going to destroy us. The UN, the IMF, World Bank said they want a post-industrial. They've done everything they can to destroy us, and now their solution to the crises they created is to throw a wet blanket over an economy that's almost already gone out.
Absolutely. I totally agree. They're just fast-tracking it to the destruction of this nation so that they can start rebuilding it. And we know already they're talking about a single global currency. You know, you and I have been talking about that for, 5 years now on their program, and you have probably talked about it many more times than when I was on. All of these things that we used to talk about, that we were kind of on the superficial fringe of extremism back, as you said, at the beginning of the program 5-10 years ago, now it's in the daily newspapers. It's always written up in a very positive way, of course, but it's impossible to ignore and not see unless you are so brainwashed. And that's what our public education system, unfortunately, has done to us. It's so brainwashed us that we look at this and think that's a fantastic idea. And unfortunately, almost half of the nation is in that category. At least it certainly seems to be.
Doctor, I don't know if you've looked at this data, but I'm actually working on a new film right now on having a section on this, but mainstream, even AP studies, where they test the major water supplies of the cities, they're finding high levels of female hormones that block pregnancy, birth control. They're finding high levels of Prozac-type drugs, and they're noticing that it's kind of a generic mass molecule. It's not even the type that people are taking. And they're finding even aquifers that are treated water, where they take aquifer water and then treat it, is having this added. And they've done British studies as well. Clearly, somebody's adding it. I've been saying this for years, and the scientists are saying this. Now, and it's so strong, it's sterilizing fish, whales, amphibians, you name it, birds, or they're being unisex, hermaphrodites. So you studied watersheds and forests and all of this, but then we have all these government reports with the Japanese government proposing it and Obama's head of science proposing it. I mean, do you think there's evidence that they're already testing this out and doing this in some areas?
You know, you can't help but believe that they are, at least on a selected basis, if not more uniform across the country, because what we're seeing here is the eugenics issue, even though I'm not an expert in eugenics, that whole issue of population control, trying to breed for the best person and that type of thing, is literally at the heart of what we're talking about, and trying to create the new super person in the emerging future. And it's just, it's sickening. We have much lower population. The Global Biodiversity Assessment that you mentioned at the beginning of the program calls for reducing the human population to the, from the current 6.5 billion down to about 1, maybe 1.5 billion people so that we can live, quote unquote, sustainably in, with nature and so forth. This nature is God belief is underwriting this whole thing. Eugenics is underwriting the whole environmental movement. All the rest, you have to understand it is a major, major religion that's trying to gain control, absolute control over your and my life.
Well, that's the thing, that I come to this just coldly looking at the facts. I don't have any preconceived notions. But every time I run into these environmental leaders, not their useful idiots on the ground who mean well, when you always talk to them, you find out they're into the occult. Like Dr. Pianca is on the UT website dressed up as a druid talking about Lucifer when he's not talking about how he wants to kill 90% of us. And I know that sounds crazy. We're not the ones that are crazy. They're the ones. But when you really study the UN, that biological diversity assessment talks about bringing back wars and famine and human sacrifice. You can't make this up. And then you have the State Department Memorandum 200 saying we'll use wars and pestilence and starvation to do it. Go ahead.
Absolutely. I mean, this whole thing with these epidemics and all the rest, some of these things are natural. I mean, they do happen. But when you start seeing them on a regular basis, intercoordinated with a lot of other things going on, it's not a coincidence. They're deliberately doing it for some unknown reason. While we know what the reason is, they want to gain control, basically reduce the human population and control every single
thing. Stay there,
doctor.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about GraphUnderSafes.com, the makers of the highest quality vault doors and safes available. Graph Undersafes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door or safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security at GraphUnderSafes.com. The security of your valuables is their sole purpose. Go to GraphUnderSafes.com today to see the entire line of amazing products available. Graph Undersafes use only the highest quality heavy metals and cold steel locking bolts. Graph Undersafes are fire and burglar resistant, and they even come with a lifetime warranty. Protect the things you care about. Go to GraphUnderSafes.com. That's GraffUnderSafes.com safes.com. Or give them a call at 866-457-1801. Or click on their banner at Infowars.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphidesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you study history and other civilizations, the elites, just to exercise power, would routinely say, kill all the firstborn. Or they'd say, go kill half the slaves. Got to keep the slave numbers down. Got to keep them dumbed down. Got to keep them on the verge of starvation. So they're so busy worrying about getting enough to eat, they won't resist you. This is how elites manage people. In fact, in the next segment, will you cue up Holdren with that AP clip of him talking about weather control? That's another issue, is in some of these eugenics reports, they say they'll use wars, famine, and weather. And then we have Secretary of Defense Cohen at the time in 97 saying they'd use weather weapons for this. And I can show folks army.mil, the text. And then I've had, but now Bill Gates is in the news in the Associated Press today. Bill Gates envisions fighting hurricanes by manipulating the sea. Well, that's exactly what Stanford Research Institute certified a long time ago. My point is, they're using the shadow government and all these high-tech systems. I believe, Dr. Kaufman, that they're going to create weather calamities as a pretext for creating the society of control, because they've studied chicanery and scams of old. And the old witch doctors 6,000 years ago, they would tell the tribe, give me the best food, give me the best hut, or the snake god won't spit the sun out. Well, he just knew when the eclipse was coming, and he was manipulating them. And that's all this is con artist criminals who also like to be sadistic killers doing what every other elite's done. It's just a high-tech version.
That's right. I totally agree with you. There is no question that climate modification and control is very much part of this agenda. There's been major experiments done on that in Alaska, and we have seen some evidence of that. You know, it's hard to say for sure exactly how they do it and when they do it. I'm not a physicist, but I do know that they actually interrupt the ionosphere. And the ionosphere is where our weather is born. So if they can control what happens there, they basically control climate to a greater or lesser degree. It's just one of those things that all of these things, I don't care if it's eugenics, it's climate control, it's legislation like cap and trade, the health care bill, whatever it is all coordinated to achieve a certain goal that you have been describing during this hour.
Well, every day, no exaggeration, I think today I printed off five or six or so mainstream articles with, oh, Bill Gates is going to save us from hurricanes. He just got an idea of cloud seeding. He invented it. Oh, he's a genius.
Oh,
meanwhile,
yeah.
4 years ago, I had the father of weather weapons on the show, who was doing this in Korea and Vietnam, Ben Livingston, and it was declassified. They were creating, steering, killing, weakening, whatever they wanted, hurricanes certified by the U.S. government in 67. And then now Holdren comes out like he's some genius and says they've just invented this and that it's his idea. So they all, like, it's like Al Gore saying he invented the internet.
Yeah, right.
I mean, there's no end to it. And then all these newspapers and magazines I have say, oh, the global warming's so bad, they've got to save us, and they're going to now smokescreen their weather manipulation, creating the crisis in the name of fixing it. So while they're creating a crisis, droughts, hurricanes, all this stuff, floods, they're going to cover their own operation and that they're fixing it. And exactly what we said they were doing with the chemtrails, with the barium and aluminum dioxide, now that's what they propose in the Wall Street Journal and Atlantic Monthly and other publications and in AP that they're going to do to save us. Now, how did we just imagine the chemtrails were barium salts and aluminum dioxide with all these climatologists we had on and then Dr. Kaufman, it ends up magically, they go, oh, yeah, we've been doing secret test programs. All this giant global level terraforming was just a test.
Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? You know, I talked about the Wildlands Project and what the Convention on Biological Diversity was going to do for 5 years before it was finally introduced in the U.S. Senate. Nobody believed a word I said, and here it is now 10 years after the fact, or 15 years after the fact now, and it's full-blown, it's doing everything that I said it was going to do back in the late 1980s. You and I have both done this, where we have predicted, based on what we've seen, the papers and so forth, of what is they're planning behind the scenes that sooner or later, within 5 to 12 to 15 years, going to be mainstream. And you can't get people to believe it because it wasn't published in the New York Times.
Amazing. We got a long segment coming up, and I want you to talk about the fact that we can beat this and fight it because you've done that single-handedly before. You've been doing this for decades. And you did warn about the wetlands. Now we have the Water Quality Restoration Act that federalizes basically the whole country. They're really making their move, but the good news is we're aware of it thanks to you and others. We're going to be able to fight them. The new video is Global Warming, Emerging Science and Understanding. Hot off the presses. Get this now at InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number 4, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll free 877-327-0365.
Ladies and gentlemen, you cannot accuse the establishment of not thinking big. Terraforming the planet, controlling the weather, and then keeping us like ignorant savages that don't even know what the sun is. And then Holdren's talking about putting up satellites and blocking out the sun and all this craziness. The point is, they want to play God. They want you to live in an engineered society. There's an article out of a mainstream magazine in the 1940s, We Can Control the Weather. And it describes exactly how they do it. And there is a massive program of this going on. This is 1944. And just incredible. Absolutely incredible. And it gets into cloud seeding. I want to play the White House czar, a clip from the Associated Press. This is not Alex Jones saying this. I want to play this clip of John P. Holdren, the eugenicist. And he is a eugenicist, there's no doubting. Just like in Endgame, I accused the head of the Human Genome Project of being a eugenicist because I'd read his writings. No one had ever publicly called him one. And then a year after Endgame came out, it came out that Mr. Watson said blacks weren't human, were basically subhuman. And now it's come out they are taking your blood at birth for 36 years illegally for the Human Genome Project. It's a giant eugenics front. Sure, they can get some secondary science from it, and I think it's fine, but they're using it for race-specific bioweapon development. We're going to get Dr. Michael Kaufman's take on that and some of the things he's been fighting in this Clean Water Restoration Act that federalizes anything that has water above or below ground, puddles of water, the Rewilding Act and these wilderness corridors on the rivers. That's all coming up. But here is Holdren to the AP, and notice on the video in the background, by the American flag on the shelf is Eco-Science, the textbook he wrote for government, a plan of a planetary tyranny to sterilize you. Here it is.
We have to look at it very carefully because we might get desperate enough to want to use it. The danger, of course, with geoengineering is one I was referring to a moment ago. We don't understand the system well enough to predict its responses in detail. And that means there's always a danger if you try to engineer the system on a large scale that you will do something that has side effects that are worse than the dimension of the problem you're trying to cure with the geoengineering in the first place. There are a variety of schemes that have been discussed for geoengineering. A classic example is injecting reflecting particles into Earth orbit that would deflect some of the sunlight that would otherwise be warming the Earth, and in that way try to produce a cooling effect to offset the heating effect of carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases.
All right, let's stop right there. You can watch the rest of the clip up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, but understand, for over a decade, we found some government documents about high-altitude spraying, these aerosol campaigns. People call them chemtrails. We got called kooks. And there are some kooks that point at a regular ice trail and, you know, say it is a trail when it isn't. But trails at 2,000 feet don't condensate and sit there and get bigger for 5 hours. You know, real ice trails, real contrails disappear in just a few minutes. There's a massive program going on, and they admit it. Now, if you just Google these terms, all these universities, Department of Energy, NASA brags, oh, look, the Earth's 20% darker, satellite photos of the whole country covered. They really are revenge of the nerd scientists who happen to be eugenicists on wild power trips, Dr. Michael Kaufman.
Again, there's no question of that. It's just phenomenal. When you get back to the chemtrail issues, I'm not an expert on chemtrails, but what I do know is that they're high enough elevation that they actually form kind of a cirrus cloud formation. Now, if you know the politics and the science of global warming, man-caused global warming, this is what what they have predicted right from the very beginning is inherent in every single climate model that there is that about 6 miles in elevation, what you find is that more cirrus clouds are formed, which trap the heat. It's a positive feedback mechanism. I'm not going to get more complicated than that, or you won't understand it.
But no, the Earth needs this as its shield. Go ahead and give people the science.
It basically says that with... Now, first of all, you have to understand the carbon dioxide itself cannot trap much more heat. Very, very small percentage, a couple percent, and that's about it. Because it's the wavelengths, the wave bands that it traps heat in are already saturated, so it cannot do much more. Therefore, the little that it does do, they claim, are going to create more clouds, more thunderstorms, which when they decay, they create more cirrus clouds. Cirrus clouds trap the heat. Low elevation rain clouds reflect the heat, or the sun. Just the opposite. It's a negative feedback. In a positive feedback, in cirrus clouds, the radiation emitted by the Earth is trapped again and remitted down. That means that the upper atmosphere heats faster than the Earth's surface. And this is well explained in our second DVD, the Emerging Science, Global Warming Emerging Science DVD that Alex now has. It is absolutely night and day. What the models predicted was going to happen the last 40 to 50 years, and what has actually happened, they're not the same at all.
Dr. Coplin, explain this to me, though, because there's other big major films, like the Great Global Warming Swindle. They have all these climatologists and scientists and physicists from around the world, literally the top names. There's now 37,000 of them have sent a letter and petition to the government. The government won't even read it, won't allow them in testimony. Only Al Gore, who lies and says he invented everything from Kitty Hawk to fire, is the only expert up there. He openly owns one of the carbon companies and said, "What's wrong with me making money?" I mean, it's the outrageousness of this. But also they say it's not just the heat from the sun; it's that different type of nuclei particles.
Right.
Come into the atmosphere. Can you explain that?
Yes, there's two, and it's again explained in much better graphics than it did in the first one in this new Emerging Science DVD. Really shows very clearly it's not the total amount of energy that the sun emits, but the kind of energy. You have incoming cosmic radiation from exploding supernovae from out in the galaxy and so forth that eventually get to Earth. Those, and it's been shown in experiments now to be correct, those cosmic radiation particles, when they enter the Earth's surface or enter the Earth's atmosphere, they start to condense out and ionize and create water droplets. When they create water droplets, clouds eventually form. And when you have clouds, low-elevation clouds, if you've ever flown an airplane above these clouds, it is a bright white. That's because the sun is reflecting off of those clouds.
Now, let me understand. So it's almost like just the space rays, not just the sun's rays, and this whole spectrum of different particles come in like microscopic meteorites and create almost a energy field, which then generates the nuclei to allow the rain droplets to form. So it's a beautiful it's a beautiful engine. It's not a crime. And carbon dioxide's what plants breathe. It's not a chemical weapon that'll kill you. Water's good. Oxygen's good. It's not with Al-Qaeda.
Absolutely. In fact, we can probably have 300 to 400% increase in our carbon dioxide, and the Earth would be much better off for it. Both plant productivity, food production, and it will not hurt us.
In fact, I've seen those studies that during some of the warming periods with the dinosaurs were the most plentiful, that it was many times higher and that the Earth was much more tropical.
Yeah, absolutely. Probably about 10 times greater concentration during that period of time. And the Earth was much more tropical. Vegetation was flourishing and abundant. And every time, in fact, the science has actually shown that there's been a 12% increase in food production, global food production, because of the increased carbon dioxide we've had the last 50 years. There's nothing negative about carbon dioxide. It's all positive, but yet they're calling it a pollutant, and because it's a pollutant, then they can control our lives.
But I've done the dihydrogen monoxide joke with people at restaurants on the street, and I tend to go out with a camera and do it. Because you can say, hey, we need to restrict carbon dioxide, right? And they go, yes, it's evil. And I go, what about dihydrogen monoxide? It's in the water. And almost every adult, even people in suits downtown, will go, yes, ban it. It's water. I assure the viewers, people that support this, that water is not bad.
Absolutely. You know, it is amazing. We have been so sensitized in our educational process that anything chemical is bad for us. Well, I'm afraid anything that we eat, drink, or otherwise is chemical. And the fact that we have this aversion to the name chemical is been ingrained in us in our educational process, in the television ads, all the rest of it, so that we just recoil away from it. And we shouldn't. We have to understand what it is and then treat it accordingly.
But what about the brainwashing? Did you know that there are scores of video games where the zombies are carbon dioxide blobs and the kids shoot them, and then it's just total brainwashing in the schools? And the New York Times reports that kids go home and write mock tickets to their mother because they take a hot bath, and the mother goes, I'm glad they're ordering me around this. I mean, they're turning us into a total Stasi society. What about the Green Bill with the home inspections and the federal language about they can kick you out of your house, no judge, no jury? Just, I mean, this is total tyranny.
It is total tyranny. And you and I have, and others, have been warning the people for 15 years or more about this very thing. It's now right in front of us, and we have a last opportunity to stop it by calling your congressmen and senators and saying, no, I'm going to throw you out of office if you vote for these things. And there's just not one thing. There's a dozen of them out there. It would be best if we just shut down Congress and they didn't do anything for 4 years.
I agree. Now, for those that don't know, dihydrogen monoxide is the scientific term for water. And I was just making the point that ask your friends or family, but put it in a carbon dioxide debate. Say, for the environment, shouldn't we have a carbon tax on dihydrogen monoxide? You can also give them the scientific name for salt. And nine times out of ten, they'll say ban it.
And
now you said there's about a dozen. There's the climate change bill, the carbon tax bills, the water Clean Water Restoration Act. There's the rewilding. All these things you warned about, they're now trying to ram through right now because they think Obama's got control of the entire government. Tell us about some of the things that they're trying to push through.
Well, I think that the water bill, the Clean Water Bill reenactment, is really dangerous. It basically puts, you're talking about our economy with the clean cap and trade legislation. With the water, you're taking control over water, which you need every single day to live. And if the federal government controls the water of every acre of land in the United States, it controls you and I, period. I mean, it controls our crop production, it controls everything. And as a consequence, you look at what these bills do, and every single one of them draws control over a basic thing in our society that we need to have to live. And once that is done, then the federal government basically controls us. You have no choice in the matter. You have to do what they say, just like they did in the old Soviet Union, or you're thrown out of your house, you're prevented from buying food, you name it. And I'm not saying it's going to happen next year. But they have that potential. They have the right to do it now once these laws pass. And there has been no time in all of history where a bad bill like that has been passed, legislation, been in the Roman Empire or whenever, that it hasn't been abused.
Well, listen, I have the head of City Year federally funded these youth brigades in red and black uniforms. People can Google City Year and watch them doing their chanting and drilling. And where everything's so bankrupt now, you have to get a job with the government out of high school doing this. And it says, I have national newscasts saying they're going to have quasi-governmental groups, mainly young, stupid, ignorant, power-tripping young people. And it already has shown them on the news that say climate police out shouting people down like Mao Zedong's youth brigades. Actually, that's how they're modeled. And they even have little blue Obama books that they carry, and just like in China, I'm not making this up, I have the newscast, waving them as they scream at you. And already in Austin, if you park an SUV by Barton Springs, they are slashing tires. They're out there enforcing. I mean, folks, I'm not kidding when I say they're already here. And I have the head of City Year saying they're going to use them to enforce on us. I mean, this is nightmarish, Dr. Kaufman.
It is. Brown shirts and under Hitler. The Red Brigade under in China, you name it. We're following the same pattern of all these despots in the past. Can't we see that? You know, we have been worrying about it for years, decades even, and here it is. It's at our doorstep, and everybody's yawning. Well, not everybody in the listening audience. I doubt that. But for the most part, society is yawning. And I just cannot believe how they could be missing him. You know, everything is going to work out all right, honey. Don't worry about it. It's going to work out. Those people will never do anything like that. Well, I'm sorry, folks. History shows that those people will do exactly what we're talking about, given the opportunity, and they are creating that opportunity right now.
Well, they say they're going to wall off all the major NAFTA highways and keep, what, half the... I mean, you've put together the maps off their own documents where half the country's off limits to us, and everywhere they get control, they are rewilding. They are all over the West harassing people off their own property. I mean, this is going on.
It is. It really is. We haven't heard a lot about it in the major urban areas because they have deliberately basically compartmentalized everything in this country so that we do not hear what's going on in another part of the country. I go and talk to different groups in different parts of the country, and they think that they're the only ones this is happening to. It's happening to everyone. And we need to our property rights are being destroyed. You have the Kelo case back in 2005 that basically changed the Fifth Amendment from public use to public purpose. It guts the whole purpose of property rights protection of the government. I mean, you name it, it's been stepwise, one by one by one, our protections are falling, and now they're cascading. I have never seen such a push so fast, so hard, as we've seen since Obama has become president. We all knew it was going to be bad, but I didn't realize it was going to be this bad.
Well, I've got it here in my folders. I'm digging around for it right now. I'll probably find it during the break, but hundreds of articles a week saying babies are bad. They have a big carbon footprint. Yeah. We need to ban having babies or put taxes on them. And Australia is actually trying to pass laws. They're getting rid of the baby credits in California. They're in women's magazines telling women marriage isn't good. Breaking up with your family's good. Don't have kids. I mean, this is a real culture of death, but humans have a hunger for life. I think they're going to have trouble implementing this. I mean, they're in power is what I'm saying. And it's one thing to pass the laws. It's another thing to be able to actually put this stuff into place.
Yeah, that is very true. And it's amazing. Last year, maybe 14, 15 months ago, 80% of the population here in the United States believed that global warming was generally caused by man. Not, you know, maybe they weren't a diehard believer, but 80%. That's down to 44% now. And people are beginning to wake up, and it's been programs like this and others that are starting to really sink home when they start to see Obama doing all these things, and they've heard, you know, our crazy comments and so forth over the last few years. All of a sudden, they start to see it happen, and they say, oh my gosh, maybe they're right. You look at the health care. 60% of the American people, two-thirds, do not want to have the present health care in the House of Representatives passed.
And that's when they don't even know how bad it really is. Dr. Michael Kaufman, stay there. Let's talk more about this good news, though. The people are waking up. That's why the establishment's kind of flipping out now in an orgy of propaganda in an attempt to batter
silver
us into control.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles. It can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Folks, I want you to go to InfoWars.com. The online video bookstore, and I want you to get my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, to understand who the eugenicists are, who the globalists are, what their master plan is, and the new documentary by Dr. Michael Kaufman, and he's got a great host as well hosting the film. This will deprogram your neighbors, your friends, and family. This is a life and death situation. See, the socialists, the communists, the fascists, the command and controllers, the collectivists, they always need a new fraud, a new scam. And it's always how they're saving the world. And that's what they're doing. But when you get to the bottom line, this is the news from the last week of eugenics. Chinese babies sold for adoption. If you have more than one child and can't pay the fine, the Chinese government comes and takes your child and sells it to the United States. That's BBC. BBC. Now, this is what Obama's chief of science has said. He said, have CPS take everybody's kids, basically. Everybody gets a government visit to see if you can keep your kids. Chinese baby girls sold for adoption. Having large families is an eco-crime. Times of London. Children bad for planet. News of Australia. Judge arranges sterilization as part of Charleston woman's probation. Two children should be limited, says Green Guru. Study finds high fructose corn syrup contains mercury. They do that on purpose. Washington Post. Infertility linked to common household chemicals. Rockefeller Foundation proof where they admit they fund all the eugenics. Thought I'd show you that. Baby tax needed to save planet, claims experts. Ladies and gentlemen, I have seven stacks here. I'll never even get through half of one of these. Oz TV advises CO2 emitting children die early. This is... also have the ABC News article where they told kids killing themselves is good. And then shows pools of blood saying animals die if you don't die. This is sick, sick, sick. Remember Al Gore a few months ago telling kids their parents are stupid, don't believe them, global warming's real? Here's Pelosi. Every aspect of our lives must be subject to an inventory under green taxes. Texas unknowingly donate children's blood to research. Austin American Statesman. That's for the eugenics genome. Kidnappers swoop on China's girls. Obama's first act. Taxpayer money to fund abortions of black babies. If you don't like killing blacks, you don't like blacks. The globalists are... here's one where the globalists are happy there's more abortions now that the economy's imploding. Here's where they knowingly put HIV in the blood. I'm sorry, Dr. Kaufman, I'm ranting here. I mean, here's Justice Ginsburg says she originally thought Roe v. Wade was designed to limit populations that we didn't want to have too many of. Oh, how liberal to kill the blacks. I mean, why is Margaret Sanger worshipped if she said blacks were subhuman? Dr. Kaufman?
It's a very good question. Why does the public seem to put on pedestals those scientists who are lying through their teeth, those... nutcases like Singer who have made all these proclamations in the past. I'm not talking about Fred Singer, the climate scientist. I'm talking about what's her first
Margaret
name?
Margaret Sanger, yeah.
Margaret Sanger, yes, who has made all these predictions and has done everything they can, she can, to bring to fruition eugenics. And all the rest of these, it's just like there is, and I think this is really true, there is a great delusion. You know, the Bible talks about the great delusion. This isn't it. But we're seeing evidence that the whole world can be deluded to a major extent by what we're seeing right now. I mean, I have never witnessed anything like it in my lifetime.
Well, we have offshore banks that have stolen $14.8 trillion, according to Bloomberg, who engineered the crisis. Now they want another banker bailout that gives them power over the whole economy.
Right.
I mean,
absolutely.
But the public's concerned about Michael Jackson being dead. Dr. Kaufman, 1 minute break. I know you've got to leave, but I want to do 5 more minutes with you to cover a few final topics and talk about the video on the other side. Then we've got a guest coming on the show just for a segment or two. The police say he's not allowed to have an American flag upside down. They think it's unpatriotic because they're as dumb as a 2x4.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It's our final segment with Dr. Michael Kaufman. The entire planet's being issued through international treaty. It's ID cards under biometrics. That'll be the new world currency. It will just be a cashless system. Here's the Times of London. India issues all 1.2 billion citizens with biometric ID cards. And they say, hey, we've got lots of health care, lots of government help. Just buy and sell with this card. And then now they can micromanage society. Now the social planners can control things. That's what the environmental movement admits they're about, cutting off resources to force the destruction of growth, then to implode society to make you become domesticated. Dr. Michael Kaufman, I wanted to continue to talk about the film Global Warming, Emerging Science and Understanding here in this final segment. We're carrying this and your other documentary, Global Warming or Global Governance. Everyone needs to see this. Just because our listeners may know all about this, their friends, their family, other school teachers, people don't know. And so we need to reach out and educate the public. Even if they pass these global carbon taxes, we've got to fight it and expose it so we can repeal it. Dr. Kaufman.
Absolutely. There is no question about that. And one of the reasons we did this second DVD was to bring brand new information into the debate, as well as format it in a way that you can give to your friends and neighbors in a very easy to understand format. You can give it to your six school science teachers. It's designed for school classroom showing to combat Al Gore's Inconvenient Truth. It's designed to share with other people. You can make copies of it to share, not to sell it, but to make copies to give to your friends and neighbors and to your school teachers and so forth, to try to spread this word, because once they see this, and it's extremely well done, folks, this is order of magnitude better than my first documentary, and it is very conclusive. I have gotten nothing but rave reviews from a variety of sources, including kids down to about 10 years old. So it is really a dynamic video that just takes the starch right out of the need for even having cap-and-trade legislation.
Absolutely. Let me just ask you a side issue. What feedback have you gotten now 2 years into Endgame being out? Because Endgame is I think, my best film, my most important film. Obama Deception is my biggest film because it shatters the left-right paradigm and shows his real agenda, and it covers some eugenics. But what feedback have you gotten being in Endgame?
Very heavy feedback, Alex, from a lot of people calling to find out exactly, because, you know, I'm only on there for maybe 5 minutes totally, finding out my view on what the whole DVD is about. And again, I'm not an expert on eugenics, so I have to say basically I know about as much as you do on that issue. But nonetheless, people are very interested in it. When I say that it's actually worse than what you portrayed on that, but we can't really say that is bad enough what we say on that DVD. We need to understand it and believe it, and people walk away with their head. I get interrupted on the streets. People who know me and have seen Endgame and so forth and ask me questions, it's been an extremely effective DVD.
Well, we need to make your new film as prolific as Endgame. Global Warming, Emerging Science and Understanding, available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Well, I'm going to be really hammering the eugenics issue, the global carbon tax issue, as we try to defeat what's happening in the Senate. It looks like we may be able to stop it because they were able to hide the bill, 300 pages of it, until it passed. Now, though, it is public, and I think it may get beaten, but they're not going to stop there. So we're definitely in a serious fight.
Yes, we definitely are, and we need to keep the fight up, not only with global warming, that's where I'm focusing right now, my efforts, because you can only do one thing at a time, but this water issue is a crisis, the health care issue is a crisis, all of these things, we need to be active and just call in your senators and congressmen and say, no, we're not going to vote for that. If you do, I'm going to do everything I can to see that you're not elected again. And I think I would really encourage some state where they really have an ability to get in there and recall some of their senators and congressmen when they vote for this garbage without even reading
it. Well, I agree. You know, that ties into the eugenics, government-run health care. They want to carry their eugenics out against us, including forced abortions, as the White House chief says, science chief. Dr. Kaufman, great having you with us.
Thank you for having me back.
We'll talk to you again soon.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
You already know drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using Plasma pH Drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Vito Congini Jr. got back from Iraq as a veteran, thought he'd open a little Italian food restaurant. And they said, yeah, we'll give you the permits, go ahead and do it. We'll give you a liquor license. And they said, no. So he flew an American flag upside down, which means America's in deep trouble when the socialist bureaucrats control us as slaves so much that we can't even have our own restaurant. Well, the police came and took the flag, and they said, you don't do that, boy, because in America, you lick boots. That's what this is all about now. Now, of course, the country is in crisis. The whole Bill of Rights, whole Constitution's imploding. The federal government seizing the big automakers, handing it over to the Chinese and Brazilians and Russians, giving them GM, the big pieces that were operating well, like Hummer and Saturn. Foreign banks have stolen $14.8 trillion. But see, to a lot of Americans, patriotism means if Adolf Hitler put an American flag on his back and returned from the dead, half the public would just kneel. I mean, if Joseph Stalin teleported in a time machine and was speaking Russian but wearing a suit that had the American flag on it, the public is like under mind control. They see an American flag, they just kneel. And so they don't even care if that means the country's in distress and that it's not disrespectful to the flag. But even if you do something disrespectful, that's your First Amendment, because the flag symbolizes that First Amendment and freedom. And if you don't have the spirit of it, then the flag's just a you know, red, white, and blue. So that's why this story is so important. Here's the local newscast where you can see people trying to pull the flag down, the cops standing by, and then our guest says that the police came and took his flag. So this is how they roll. Might as well be the Soviet Union. Here it is.
Flag flying upside down in Krivets to protest a decision made by the village. Tonight, that symbol is dividing the small community. NBC 26 reporter Rachel Stockman is in Krivets with more.
What started off as a question about whether this restaurant could get a liquor license has now turned into a full-fledged village brawl. And the question now, is this flag a sign of distress and were someone's constitutional rights violated?
It's a flag in distress that some argue is a sign of disgrace. So upsetting for this man, he came with a knife to cut it down.
Raise the flag properly. You are violating the law. You are trespassing. I don't care. You're pissing me off.
But it's upside down for a reason. A reason we'll get to soon, but first.
Oh, God, bring it down.
This is a sign of the deep division in this community that started at Village Hall and Vito Congini's Supper Club.
That'll be a small dining area. And
Vito says he can't open the restaurant because the village denied his liquor license, a license he says he was promised.
We put everything that we owned into this. We're about $180,000 in debt right now.
So to show his distress, he raised this flag.
I've been to war more than once. I go over to other countries to fight tyrannical governments from doing whatever they want to their citizens, and then I have to come home and deal with that here? That's not fair. It's not right that the American people should have to fear their local government bodies.
But if you ask the man standing on Vito's roof, he'd disagree, and so apparently do the village cops.
I saw the village police, the two full-time officers and two part-time officers,
stealing my American flag from Vito Congini's flagpole.
The village would only issue this statement. The liquor license was denied for economic reasons, and due to potential legal action, the board will make no further comment. As for this man, Marinette County deputies came and told him to leave, but that's likely not the end of this dispute. Vito plans to appeal the village's actions at circuit court. In your corner in Crivet.
The rest of it's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Look, we're going to go to Vito here in just a moment. I just want to say this illustrates everything, this little report. You've always, in every town, got these empty men, and they're always saluting the flag and acting real weird. And if you criticize the government, they say you're not a patriot. It's patriotic to limit the government, to criticize it. The government isn't our country. We are. The Bill of Rights and Constitution is. And I have seen similar things. You know, we sell a T-shirt that has the American flag upside down on it. And it says, Save the USA. I mean, the U.S. is being taken over in a foreign offshore corporate takeover. And it's got Paul Revere on the front. Now, according to the DHS report, they say, watch out for returning vets. Watch out for gun owners. Watch out for people that don't like the Federal Reserve. See, and if they tell these goons you saw on there, that go arrest Americans, it's patriotic, they'll do it. They're ready. And they get real emotional over petty, stupid stuff, but then they flip out. I mean, they'll get upset about the flag or something, not knowing it's a sign of distress, and then violate somebody's property rights and First Amendment, but then they don't care about foreign banks raping us, Bill of Rights on fire, country going to hell in a handbasket. So this story documents it all. Vito Congini Jr., who's not even in Wisconsin right now. He's in Illinois looking for work. And I guess the petty bureaucrats who promised him the license, not going to get it. Joining us, thank you for coming on, sir.
Thank you for having me today. I appreciate it.
I don't know how you didn't haul off and punch that guy. He's on your property trying to take your property, and he's just out of his mind. I mean, is that guy all there? I mean, he's up there saluting the flag like he just saved America from Al-Qaeda, and he's on a property owner's, a veteran's own property, trying to steal his property?
I think he had a few too many this morning, that morning that had happened. The problem with it is he lets people tell him what he should think and what he should know instead of thinking and reading for himself.
Amazing.
He actually thought that I was being disrespectful to the flag, and that is not a sign of disrespect. It is a sign of distress. I have no intention, nor would I ever disrespect the United States flag or this great country. We need to stand up and take our freedoms and stop taking them for granted and realize you have to be willing to fight for it. I've been to a few wars here. I know what it's like for people not to have a freedom. Believe me, I'm going to fight tooth and nail until my dying breath to keep my freedoms. And freedom of speech is one of the most important ones we have. And if they don't think that First Amendment is so important to them, they better realize the other items that are mentioned in that First Amendment, your freedom of choice of religion and your freedom of choice to question your government in a peaceful ensemble of people. And the freedom of the press. Let's not forget that.
And the freedom of the right to assembly, as you said. So, obviously, that newscast is just a short snapshot. How did all this begin? What's really going on? What's your neighbor saying he sees the police taking your flag? I mean, are they really that stupid that they don't understand it's your First Amendment right and it's a sign of I'm in trouble, help me, that it would be disrespectful to fly that flag right side up if the country is in crisis? You're supposed to use the flag as a communication tool.
Absolutely. Well, the problem was, it even gets worse. Not only did the police come to my place of business on the 4th of July on my private property with no warning, no warrant, but the district attorney from Marinette County instructed them to do so. Since then, he has actually gone on national TV and said, I know I was doing wrong, but I did it anyway. Now, here's somebody who's supposed to know the law, an educated man of the law, and he decided to openly violate the law himself. So, and who's going to prosecute him? Nobody.
Are they that ignorant that they don't know that flying the flag upside down means distress?
I have explained it to them. We've actually hung signs on my building to explain this to them, what these signs with union side down what it means. That way people can understand it that don't. I don't know what more I can do. I've been out there. I've talked to these people. I read the U.S. flag code to them. They just get told that by somebody that, oh, he must be meaning disrespect, and they go off on their little tangents and believe it instead of listening to my side of it. But we did have a small group of people that came to with their to show their displeasure in what I'm doing, and about 10 out of those 25 people changed their mind after they were told why the flag was being flown in distress.
So but the other 15 are complete morons. They're complete. Look, the thing is, America's going to hell in a handbasket. They know it, and they don't like seeing a reminder of it. They just want America to be euthanized, put to sleep, lethal injection, quietly, and they want to wrap themselves in the flag and climb into a grave and, you know, put up with that.
Well, they want to bury their heads in the sand. They're trying to play the ostrich effect, and you can't do that. You have to be willing to fight for your freedoms, just like they did in 1776.
This is ridiculous that they ninny around and get so upset about this. And even when you explain to them the law, they just deny it because it feels so good to ninny around. Now, how did this begin? Why won't this little area give you the license to sell beer?
I actually went to them prior to purchasing the building and told them what I wanted. They approved of everything. They said, yes, we like this idea. It would be wonderful for the town. Then I went to them on January 20th and said, I'm ready for it. I'll open February 1. They said, no, you would be too much competition for the other people in town and your location. They tried to say it was too close to a school. The local ordinance for that is 300 feet. I'm almost 1,000 feet away from that school, so I met every requirement. Plus, there are four other reasons that they can deny you a license. I met and surpassed every one of those reasons, and I showed that to them, and they still used it. The one that gets me the most is that I would be too much competition. How can you say that you can deny competition in the United States? How can you feel that you have that authority? That's what makes this country great, is competition.
How can Obama take over GM? I mean, they're little social planners as if they're God.
Exactly. You can't do that. You can't allow the government to tell you how you're supposed to live.
That's like if you're more handsome and you get the beauty queen, they come up and say, we're going to cut your nose off so that you're not too handsome so there's no competition. I mean, that's where all this ends.
Sure. And it can go a lot further. It could be, oh, you're the wrong color, you're the wrong race, so we're not going to let you come up here.
Well, we know why. They're just a bunch of control freaks, and I'm sure some other restaurant or something gave them a little bit of money on the side. And let's come back and talk about where this is going.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Vito Congeni Jr. is our guest. I got a really exciting letter here I want to read when we come back from break. And I want to remind my staff and myself, I want to implement a time on the show every day for like 10, 15 minutes where I read quick email questions and answer them and then read a letter or two of the day. Because we get thousands of letters a week, no exaggeration. And we try to scan through them and read. And I want to try to give the attention due to some of these great points people are making. We're going to try to more heavily program the show by program, you know, set up what we do, when we do, how we cover it, because there's so much to get to and time has a way of getting away from us, but we try to give people a full spectrum breakdown of what's happening. Man, this story of what happened to you in Wisconsin just illustrates so much. And you're saying your family is sunk into debt to do this. They won't even let you open. You got to have wine in an Italian restaurant. And that's just, you know, that goes together like a horse and carriage. I wouldn't go to an Italian restaurant, at least back when I was drinking, you know, occasionally without red wine. I mean, that's something you got to have. And they just don't care. I mean, you've got to sue them. That's pure discrimination that they said to you. And I would call them again and record them saying at this time that, oh, that would be competition. I mean, are they like the gods, the fairy godmother that waves their wand? Well, that's what licensing does. It turns us into slaves.
Yes, it does. And as you said, I need to sue them. But unfortunately, you can't really find an attorney who's trying to, you know, feed his family to sue a municipality because they're worried about people not coming in and using them as attorneys. They just don't want to fight the municipality. They don't want to try to get a bad name themselves in the town. That's when the ACLU found out about the violation of my First Amendment rights, and now they're considering taking it on. They haven't agreed to do so yet, but they are taking it under consideration.
Well, why don't these local boss hogs on power trips just apologize? I mean, they're obviously boss hogs. If the police come and steal the flag, I mean, or
quite
are they
literally.
just ignorant?
They actually came on my property, no warrant, no warning, no phone call, nothing, and literally went there, took the flag down from the pole and left with it. And when my neighbor saw what they were doing, he tried to stop them, and they threatened him with arrest if he tried to interfere.
Now, there was a case in Reno, Nevada, where they were flying a Mexican flag above an American flag, and the guy went and cut it down and got in trouble. We had him on. But I guess that's okay. Just don't fly the American flag upside down. I guess if you would have urinated on it or something, they would have been happy.
Actually, that's part of the U.S. flag code, and I am following the U.S. flag code. If you defecate or spit on the flag, that is illegal. But if you hang it upside down, Union side down, that is part of the U.S. flag code. It's a signal of distress. It is not a sign of disrespect whatsoever.
No, I know. These people are just morons. Are they starting to get embarrassed that the national media is covering the fact that it's a sign of distress and you're right to do it? Or are they just sticking their thumbs in their mouths and sucking them and saying, I don't care?
Well, it's hard to say because their village attorney that's attended the meetings for the licensing and everything, they asked their attorney, can we deny him for this reason? And he told them straight out, well, if you deny him for that reason, he's going to have the ability to come back at you and sue you and appeal it at the circuit court level. And even though he basically told them you can't do it for that reason, they did it anyway. And
why are they out to get you? I mean, are you an outsider? I mean, is this a Boss Hog situation where everybody's married to their mother?
Pretty much. Pretty much. I moved up there in 1995. I bought my house. I bought a business in 2004 there, which was just a bar tavern with a small amount of food. And then when I got activated for Iraq, I sold out to my partner and I went to Iraq. And then when I came back, I started looking for another one. It took me a couple of years and now I just found it. And now I went to them. They said, yes, we'll give it to you. And when I go to them to get the final approval for the license so I can open my doors, they said no.
That is just devastating. And of course, they won't give you the liquor license until after you've already built it. That's how it works most places.
Exactly.
So where are you going from here? I mean, you've had to leave the state?
Bankruptcy. Find another place to live. Hopefully they won't throw me, myself and my wife and my family out of our house on the street. You know, I'm paying about $9,700 a month in bills, and that was fine until I lost my job as an electrician in Illinois. And now I come down here looking for work pretty much every week, and it hasn't been so good. I'll get a week, maybe a month.
And then meanwhile, the crazy town won't let you supply the service of an Italian restaurant.
No, they won't let me. I'm
getting hungry just thinking about it.
No.
Do you have a website or an email for folks to contact you that might want to legally help you?
I am listed on Facebook. I am getting thousands of people giving me their support, and I want to say thank you to all of them for their support. And for those that aren't supporting me, voice your First Amendment right. That's all I'm saying this is about. This is about using that First Amendment right.
I agree with you. Exercise. Vito, we'll talk to you again as this unfolds. God bless you.
All right. Thank you. Take care.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. InnerHealth Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called InnerFood. My wife just loves the stuff. And now, the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded InnerFood his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. InnerFood is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boosts the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing. This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three,
In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number 4. The hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solution from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, blocked sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
I hear the train coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when.
Look, I don't care if you're black, white, Hispanic, Asian, a cop, a fireman, a school teacher, a nuclear physicist, a dentist, somebody who bags groceries. If you love liberty and freedom and will stay out of my life, I'll stay out of your life. But when people have authority and abuse it, they become the number one enemy. And I'm with the founding fathers on that. If you want to go along with these offshore banks and all these chicken neck criminals, then just go right ahead. And I tend to get mad at police at a primitive level because I'm threatened by them. Just like at a primitive level, if somebody's got a pit bull walking down the street and kind of starts smiling and doing it towards me, I get threatened and I want to attack them. It's an instinct thing. And I know I go over the deep end all the time, and I try to not sit here and play the cop bashing videos constantly. And believe me, folks, there's plenty of ammo. But when they're choking some ambulance driver for no reason, and then we get the squad car video, and the ambulance didn't even block them, and the cop drove up on them at 100 miles an hour and then acts like a nut and then lies about it, that's a big issue. And when the police defend that state trooper, that's the bigger problem. Because there's corrupt people in power that want to promote bad people and protect bad people. But that said, there are a lot of police and military waking up. And they send us a lot of documents, a lot of material, a lot of information, like the Mayak report and the DHS report and all these other big reports. People then say, well, tell us their names on air. Prove it. I don't give up my sources. You want to get them in trouble. The proof of my sources is it comes out that these stories are real. People are so ignorant, like reporters aren't supposed to have sources. And you're supposed to give them up. The issue is I have a love-hate relationship with the police and the military because I have a lot of family that are military, some that are police. They're good people. You know, Bob Dacey's son's a cop. You know, he's nice. I know there are a lot of good police, but there are a lot of bad ones. And when they do bad things, they get defended and protected because the system is corrupt and is evil. And that's a fact. But I get letters like this every day. So I thought I'd read this one. And I talk to people who travel around the country and the world, and they see the same thing. In fact, it isn't just people getting arrested with anti-UN stickers. It's people getting let go that have anti-UN stickers. How about we don't arrest people that have anti-UN stickers as their First Amendment? And how about people that have anti-UN stickers don't get special treatment? Because, see, once you start down that road, that's the road to tyranny. That's another form of tyranny. But here is a letter I got to the Alex Jones Show from John in Tampa Bay, Florida. Activity report for your encouragement. just to let you know what is happening in Tampa Bay. On the 4th of July holiday, I was able to get about 240 Obama deception videos at events that day, including the Tea Party, on a major roadway. Cars at the intersection got the most DVDs. Also, a fireworks event was hit. I like that term, hit. We are. We're hitting the enemy operations. We're unlocking minds. You got this propaganda grid by the globalist, and we're hitting it. These are guerrilla attacks, folks. We are savaging them. We're having great effects. At the fireworks event at the City of Tampa, police officers approached me. I had on me Attorney Response Team uniform. That's the shirt. In fact, we should punch up Attorney Response Team t-shirt for folks so they can see it. He saw what I was doing, and he wanted a free DVD. I thanked him for taking it and told him we were depending on him to uphold the Constitution. He said he would do his best. This last Saturday, on July 11th, I passed out DVDs at a business intersection at a red light, passing them out to cars and pedestrians alike. At one point, a Hillsborough County sheriff's pulled up and rolled his window down. He asked, is that an Alex Jones movie? Yes. I have watched it several times. He had the copy of the DVD on his car seat and showed me. I said, wow. A few minutes later, he was able to pull off the road to talk. He said that his brother had sent him the DVD, and he had seen several other of Alex's movies and was a regular listener to the radio show via internet. I told him also that we were depending on him to uphold the Constitution. We shook hands, and in parting, he said, the answer to 1984 is 1776. See, that's why they're so afraid of liberty movement, because these men and women have a hunger to be with George Washington, to be with the Founding Fathers, to be with Colonel Travis at the Alamo, to be real Americans. Everybody does. This is our heritage. It's who we are. It's in our guts. And they've taken the police and twisted their minds, and they've taken the public and twisted our minds, and they've set up this horrible system. But the establishment knows that if the people have a choice between this chicken neck demon, John P. Holdren, let's put him on screen, who says he wants to force druggists and CPS our kids, a choice between that and freedom and liberty and the Second Amendment and God's guts and guns and Fourth of July and freedom, they're going to want the freedom. And so all of us have to really work on reaching out to the military and police. And I know I fly off the handle, and I tend to go after the police a lot. And I've said this last year since I figured it out. I'm growing. I'm learning all the time. I'm not perfect. That plays into the globalist plan. That plays into it. Because they go give the police training and a culture that then makes the public not like them. Then they say, see to the cops, the public doesn't like you. And then that further compacts the police into their area and then the citizens into their area. It's another divide and conquer. So when Anderson Cooper, who's admittedly CIA, oh, I was CIA, he said, but then I went and joined CNN, the heir to the Astor fortune, a disgusting globalist, a piece of trash on record. When he does all these constant TV shows about cops in Texas robbing people, and there are some bad towns and counties that are doing this, instead of having a newscast about how the state government and the state police was supposed to go after these people, CNN kind of halfway legitimizes it, but then says the feds need to federalize. When you don't have Texas towns running giant white slavery rings like DynCorp and Halliburton are. See, you got the big federal international evil. It loves to show you the little local corruption as a pretext to come in and take over. And they love to show the police beating people. They love to show out-of-control thug cops choking teenagers for no reason. And it's wrong. It's wrong that they're doing that. But the issue is, why are they showing it so much? Because, ladies and gentlemen, they want us at each other's throats. They want us to get into a fight with each other. They want us to kill each other. They are planning on instigating a revolution in this country that is going to slaughter the police and military. And then after everything breaks down, just like in Argentina and other countries, and I've had economists on from there, same thing. Local cops and military get shot up. The citizens get shot up. And then 6 months later, everybody's tired of rioting. And then the globalists come in. This has been done over and over and over again. So I've said I've made a lot of mistakes. I never claimed to have all the answers, understand all this psychological warfare. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and he said, have you seen the CIA declassified report? And I said, no, I Googled it. Another CIA training manual release from 63, how to torture people, how to break them, how to control local populations. And I sat there for 2 hours and read the whole document, and it was everything I'm already seeing the feds do. See, I'm just learning so much so fast, and I don't even have ways to describe it. I just wish we could end this nightmare and arrest all these bankers and eugenicist trash. I'm sick of them. And I'm sick of how the whole thing's run by psychologists and psychiatrists who know how to manipulate us, and they're playing games with us and manipulating our society and manipulating our social system and the way men operate and the way women operate. They know how we operate. They know how we work, folks. And they're manipulating us just like we're in a petri dish, and they got a microscope studying us and you know, looking at us and understanding how we operate. That's what they're doing. So we've got to learn sociology. We've got to learn psychology. We've got to read their manuals. We've got to learn what these bastards have done, because they have cold-bloodedly come in with science and screwed our society up to make us dependent on them. You know, I didn't take a lot of calls today, and I said I was, and I covered some eugenics. You know, I'm doing the best I can here. Everybody keeps saying, oh, the show's great, you're doing a good job. I know, but still, I just, when you know about this level of evil, you know about these criminals operating in plain view, you know they're poisoning the water, you know they're poisoning the food on record, it's just, you expect to see things instantly change. But that's not how things work. They didn't build their system overnight. We're not going to dismantle their system and get the republic back overnight. But number one, having the attitude to win, the attitude to take action, having the facts, getting involved, you will get better at what you're doing by stepping up, by taking action. And so I can't expose all the eugenics. I mean, literally, I have 7 stacks in here, this tall each one, pure mainstream news, pushing eugenics, telling you how great it is to be sterilized. I mean, it's just off the charts. And I've covered probably 30 or 40 of those today. The point is, go look at it for yourself. It's a bottomless pit. They're committing crimes and evil and micromanaging control freak garbage so fast, I can't even track it. It's just a criminal society has taken over. They use scientific techniques, and we're all in the same boat. They are screwing all of us. I don't care who you are or what you are or what color you are or where you live. But I know this. I'm getting letters from Brazil and letters from South Korea and letters from Japan and letters from Russia and calls from Russia. And I talk to contractors and I talk to workers and I talk to family who are on cruise ships in other parts of the world and who are at factories in other parts of the world and have people walk up to them and say, have you heard of InfoWars.com? Have you heard of Alex Jones? Folks, the responsibility of the fact that I'm try to play down the people we reach, but I know the establishment knows. I'm reaching tens of millions now every month. New. I mean, we've hit mega viral level. My radio show and the films are just a tiny little node. It's like a virus, but a good virus, that just, you introduce a few viruses and then it turns into billions. I'm under total surveillance. I've got all sorts of black ops being pulled on me. I just ignore it and trust in God. You know, to go through the storm, I'm happy I've done this. You're only alive once. But the issue is, we're making history right now. And the establishment is launching all sorts of COINTELPRO, whisper campaigns, black ops attacks. They're pulling out all the stops on me, trying to set me up. And I just want folks to know, whatever happens to me, it's a victory. The testament to what I've been able to do with your help taking action. The testament. These type of stories that this writer, John in Tampa Bay, tells me, where all the cops he sees are awake. I mean, I was talking to a friend last night who was in Oregon visiting family. I believe she told me the story, but she was visiting some friends in Florida. Let me go back to the exact story. Hold on. Kind of download that here mentally. And it's also the friend's, somebody who don't want to be mentioned on air, so I want to be careful not to mention that. I was talking to a friend last night. We were having dinner, my wife and I and some friends, and this friend was talking about how she was in, no, it was her mother. Our friend's mother was traveling, visiting family in Oregon, and she went to the Buffalo Bill show, because they, I guess they, there's a company that does that around the country. And they were at the Buffalo Bill show, and they were just talking to some young man who was part of the Buffalo Bill show, and he said, oh, have you heard InfoWars.com and Alex Jones? And then the mother of one of my friends was like, absolutely. And then suddenly there were more people there, and they were talking about, hey, everybody's awake here. We know what's going on. My only point in telling that story is that everywhere I go and everybody I talk to, they're having the same experiences. And I get calls and I get letters from New York and Wisconsin and South Texas and Colorado and New Zealand. I've had police departments call and say, did you do this? Did you spray paint InfoWars.com on this big derelict city building? And they'll send us a photo in New Zealand of InfoWars.com spray painted all across it. And I'm like, no. Or I'll get a mean letter going, how dare you in these falls over the in Hawaii carve InfoWars into the rock, or people spray painting road signs in Colorado, you know, thinking I'm doing it. The point is, folks, it's everywhere. And then I realize we have tens of millions of people listening to us. We've actually got the attention of the people. What am I supposed to do? I mean, it's not even so much as a weight, is that it's just almost embarrassing. I mean, I'm not the guy for this job. I'm not the guy to be the leader of the resistance against the New World Order. But at the same time, who else is there? It's you. They can kill me individually. They can destroy my name. I've been analyzing their attack profile. They're more likely to invent scandals against me, but I'm so clean. I'm so square. It's hard to do. But whatever they do to me, don't see the movement as about Alex Jones. See it as about liberty and freedom. And realize you're a leader and that they can't kill ideas. And that you, by going out, handing out DVDs, handing out films, handing out articles, handing out websites, starting your own local radio show, starting Access TV, starting your own local activist group, by going out and going to city council and taking action, if you will take action, people will join you. If you will build it, they will come. If you will engage the enemy, we can defeat them. Because the enemy's coming in like a flood now. There's no more denials. Open world government's been announced. And I always knew at this key juncture that if I got out there and warned as many people as I could about the globalist plan and didn't hold back, a lot of other folks knew as much as I did. They just didn't want to sound kooky, so they only put a little bit out. I went all the way to the wall with the most radical info I could that was factual, knowing that people wouldn't believe me then, but that as it all came true, then they would remember, and that it's that power of revelation. It's that power of the foresight that people pay attention to, and that by doing that, they would then wake up and get involved and join us. And we've done that. We planted tens of millions of seeds all across the world. And now those have grown mentally and spiritually, and they are planting seeds. And so the great harvest is coming. So the enemy's going to stage nuclear attacks. They're going to stage flu attacks. They're going to stage World War III type events, wars. They are going to bankrupt everything by design. They are going to bring in hell in an attempt to block us. But they were already going to do that. We're now just engaging them on our terms. They were attacking us anyways. We're just decided to fight back. Some people say, well, you're goading them into moving quicker. Yes, we are. If they're behind in the race, they don't have the pole position, we can force them to drive recklessly. We can force them to try to push the situation. That means that they've got the momentum and the power and the money, but we got the numbers and the truth, and that it's a fight of our lives, a fight for our lives, and we're going to go 110% into this fight, swinging as hard as we can, committing. And when you commit and stop caring what happens to your body, what happens to your name, when you just get in the fight and go 110%, you're pretty much assured of victory, folks, if you'll just gut up and go absolutely ape in the info war. Stay with us.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Economy have you down? Scared you might lose your job? Worry how you will provide for your family? Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse, but there is hope. Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable. For around 75 cents per day, each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. First 500 callers that call 1-800-210-1922 right now will get a free one-week supply with no obligation, no credit card, and no auto ship. That number again is 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922.
It's got to be no more Mr. Nice Guy with the New World Order boys. And if we step to the plate, we take action. A lot of people inside the globalist system who don't like what's happening, they're going to speak up as well. And then this whole New World Order is going to collapse. But that isn't enough. Society itself has become very decadent and immoral. But you got to fall before you can rise. Myself included. We just all got to love God, love our families. Try to be good people, not be quick to anger. Lord knows I'm one of the worst at that. To really gauge things and know what's going on, not get into being stupid. Like the foolish police that go, you know, steal some veteran's upside down flag. Even if it was a sign of disrespect, it's his right to do it. When you urinate on the First Amendment, you've destroyed the spirit of what the flag symbolizes. If we don't have these rights, the flag's just three colors. The United States isn't special. It's just more dirt if we don't have our Bill of Rights and Constitution. You know, here I am. I've done all these hours of radio broadcasts and haven't even really plugged much of the films or books or materials, but be sure and check them out at InfoWars.com. We broke down a lot of stuff at the first of the show. The rebroadcast is coming up here in a few minutes. I did want to tell listeners about a few of the sponsors that also made today's radio transmission possible. And one of them is eFoodsDirect.com. This is the source, the name, and high-quality storable foods, non-GMO, non-hybrid, no MSG, no garbage. And they got free catalogs, free videos you can watch about the food at E, the letter E, foodsdirect.com, efoodsdirect.com, big banners up on infowars.com if you missed it, or 1-800-409-5633. You've got to be self-sufficient. You've got to be prepared going into these crazy waters, this crazy time we're entering. when it looks like they're going for broke. You need firearms and food and things like that. 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, or efoodsdirect.com. And I also want to remind listeners, Ted is selling gold at $30-something dollars, lower than what the market is. You know, he bought gold at 913. It's above 940, and he's selling it with no markup. So it's an incredible discount, and that won't last very, very long. So 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237, Midas Resources also making this radio show possible. Another one of our fine sponsors that I want you to know about is, in closing, is, before I make a few final comments, is frontsight.com. Have you ever heard of the millionaire patriot, Dr. Ignatius Piazza? The founder of the Front Sight Firearms Training Institute is offering a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training to my listeners. This offer is only available for a limited time because Dr. Piazza is literally paying out of his own pocket to be able to offer you this deal, and it won't last forever, so listen up. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at the Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Act fast, and they'll give you a free Springfield Armory XT pistol in the caliber of your choice. The website's frontsight.com. That's FrontSight.com. Now, I'm talking to a lot of friends and neighbors and others who are planning to do this in the fall when it's not so hot. So if I was you, I'd get booked now, folks, because people are really, really getting excited about this, frontsight.com. Again, I want to thank the sponsors. They make the show possible. I want to thank the crew up here. You know, when I hire somebody to work here, I tend to do it with these blind ads because I don't want to hire fans. Not that fans are bad, but you put a public ad out, you get infiltrators, and we've had them. It's not fun. I have a profession where I have to deal with infiltrators. This isn't Kansas, ladies and gentlemen, but I want to thank the crew we've got because I tell them when they come to work here, I say, you're signing on to get sent to Camp X-Ray, boys and girls. If we don't beat these people. So I want to commend our cheerful crew, and I want to commend the Genesis Network and all of our AM and FM affiliates, the global shortwave listeners, and everybody else out there. And I just can't stress enough what the Obama deception and Endgame are doing out there with all of you making copies of them. Keep that up. We salute all of you. Key retransmission starts now, one place, Infowars.com, then I'm re-airing on AM and FMs all over the country, but one place, Infowars.com, with the audio internet retransmission.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.